You listen to Madhouse Radio with Carlito,
Midman,
and them psychic Andy. Blood class,
smoke a spliff,
Rastafari.
The house next door to me's been sold to niggers.
Yeah, crackers. Madhouse is fine on PCU Radio. Bitch.
Thursday. Today is Thursday.
A madhouse!
He's become a god. Oh, you're a god, too. We're not.
A god?
Which one?
He thinks he's you.
Sounds bad, but...
Oh, perhaps not. When he decides to announce his ability, the law sees mad, they'll lock him up. We'll have the Republic back! My friend, this could be the best thing that ever happened.
There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, Toltecs, or the Mayans. That they may have been the architects of the great pyramids or the lost civilizations of Lemuria or Atlantis. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
There will be no order, only chaos.
That being said, grab a blunt, take a big hit, sit back, and enjoy the ride.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go fly.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
Surgeon.
Go fly.
Discom.
We're go fly.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go fly.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go fly.
Launch control. This is Houston. We are go for launch.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
I know drug reel from real reel.
Chris, I take reels today.
First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. Just give me the room number and the last name I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fucking piece of shit!
But maybe he's only a little crazy, like painters or composers or some of those men in Washington.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Pasquale.
Hey, Pasquale, do you want, bro?
You son of a bitch, speak English, America.
Hey, you son of a bitch, you motherfucking, you are kind of speaking Spanish.
I what know, the fuck you speak, want? You speak English, I say.
You motherfucking, you
motherfucking.
Ah, go ahead,
you
man.
You other bitch.
Motherfucking you.
You bitch.
Don't never,
I'll punch you in the mouth.
Call again to this boy, man.
Mow my lawn. Hey? Mow my
you
lawn.
You motherfucking.
Why are you so angry? But where's Pasquale?
Hey, fuck you, man.
We're so high right now. We're not low.
Smoke weed every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bitches and whole ass niggas, the weirdo is back. I want everybody right now to put your blunts up. You're now listening to Bizarre's solo album, The Handicap Circus. And I'm your boy, Young Miles the Future. And my man's about to get it cracking for y'all. The band has a new lead singer. Everybody stand up Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo. Who's on?
Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty 50 rap. Joints running back, and he's cold back.
What's up, everybody? Good evening. It's Friday, April 21st, and you're listening to The Madhouse, I guess. What do we call this? It's not The Madhouse, right?
No, I guess it isn't.
It's Special Edition Madhouse?
Emergency Madhouse.
Emergency Madhouse. And here with me tonight, I have Andy. What's up, Andy?
What's going on?
How you doing, man?
Great.
Good to hear from you. A little applause for you.
Great.
Andy flying in tonight. Very short notice, and I thank you very much. I know you had a big night planned.
Sure.
Of stealing credit card numbers.
Stealing credit card numbers and buying motor scooters online, yeah.
All right, well, thank you for taking time out of that to join us.
Great.
And on the line also, let me connect him, is this guy. Hang on.
Dr. Lego on the line. Dr. Lego, say what's up to everybody.
It's Dr. Lego, and it's actually... why don't we call this show Mental Madhouse instead of Mental Discrepancies?
Mental Madhouse. Okay, I like that. Andy, switch. I don't like this one.
All right,
this is, we had the wrong phone.
I'm here to hang with you for a little while tonight. No problem.
Okay, good. So you're a little busy tonight. A little tired. You got some problems.
No. You know what, bro? I went to the fucking Bronx Zoo today, and I want to tell you, I've never been there before. I lived in New York my whole life. Went to the Bronx Zoo today, and it sucked. And I don't fucking recommend it to anybody. It's a lot of walking around. I fucking drove 3 hours to watch a fucking cheetah take a shit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice,
so,
man.
You know what?
You see any masturbating monkeys?
Yeah, I saw a couple of monkeys fucking jerking each other off.
Yeah.
And
there was that nasty shit. Yeah.
And I saw a fucking chinchilla trying to hump a fucking lobster. But other than that...
A lobster? The fuck is a chinchilla anyway? Isn't that like an alpaca?
You know, every time the chinchilla got it on the lobster's back, the lobster would like fucking grab its cock with a claw. I never seen a chinchilla fucking scream in pain like that before.
Okay.
But, you know, I was saying, you know, I called Milkman earlier, and, you know, he had gotten his job at a hotel down there.
Right.
And it was like, you know, it's like one of those island hotels, and they have these, like, when you walk in, they have those two giant totem poles things.
Yeah.
So he had to secure one of these totem poles to the wall, and the fucking totem pole, the other guy who he's working with, I don't know, I didn't hear the whole story, all I know is it fell on him.
And it
fucked him up, you know, like,
man.
It crushed his pancreas.
Oh.
And actually, he's in the hospital, but I'm able to patch him in. I've got the direct number, so hold on here.
Okay. This I got to hear.
Milkman!
Hello. Oh, hello?
Yo, what's up? How you feeling, man?
Oh, my God. Oh, my head's killing me, man. My gut. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, they crushed your head?
Oh, man. When I fell down, that thing hit me right in the gut, man. It mashed my pancreas and my head hit the ground. I got this big, ugly face of like a witch doctor face in my stomach, a big bruise. It's horrible, man. It's like a tattoo.
Maybe you should get that tattooed in.
Oh, my God. Well, if my head stops hurting here and I can start walking again, get back in my wheelchair, man, I might do that. I'll have Zolar and you guys to do a tattoo chop.
You know what? I think we should do? I think everybody should PayPal like $10 over to Milkman.
Yeah. We'll set that up.
So he could get that tattoo.
I agree.
I appreciate that. I will get that big, ugly witch doctor face tat right in my stomach.
I think that'd be hot. Let me ask you something, like on a more important note. What are the nurses like? Are any hot bitches, or are they all big, fat, old, fucking black women, like in New York?
Oh, damn. Well, yeah, we got a couple hotties in here, man. And yes, there's several black babies, too. But, yeah, hey, Milkman got no problem with that, man. Anyone that's over about 30 is fine with me.
You like that brown sugar?
I love the brown sugar, and I can't do the 9-year-old scene, man. So I'm actually doing pretty good as far as that. I get them to do me a sponge bath, you know, and I tell them, oh, you know, I got an itch right here, and they'll sit there and rub it. Oh, man.
Damn, you're just like
I'm thinking about staying for a while longer, actually.
Yeah, well, you know, you're like the incredible Mr. Limpet.
Oh, God, I might just roll out of bed and just, you know, tell them that, you know, I hurt myself again so I can stay an extra week, man. This is really great. The food is great, too, man. It's better than jail food, man.
It's
really good.
All right, man. So you got out of jail, too, then?
Yeah, I'm out of jail now, man. They finally give me back my walker because I didn't have a license, you know, and I got a speeding ticket for going 25 in a 5-mile-an-hour zone, and I finally got it back, and it's licensed now.
All right. Well, you see, there you go. So Carlito, here you go. You got Dr. Lego, you got fucking Milkman with his crushed pancreas and a fucking totem pole fucking guy in his face and his stomach, and you got Andy who fucking flew in from, where'd he come from, Peru?
Yeah,
so you're doing all right.
Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu.
Yeah, it was the Machu Picchu.
On the shores of Lake Titicaca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so update us on Athena, man.
Athena? I don't know.
Did you check? Was she stretched out at all? Did you check it out?
This is her last week of her internship. I don't see her until May 5th.
All right, well,
that's
listen,
when I'm flying up there.
You
got to
give her the finger test, dude. You stick your finger in her ass. If it slides right up there and it's loose,
then I know.
You know what happened.
Yeah, she got ass rape. Yeah. Is that considered cheating if it was anal?
No.
Because if celibate, then I have cheated on her all the time she's been gone.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So you're even.
Because my ass is pretty loose right now. What's up with your bored to dead, man?
What's up? But he's freaking out a little bit lately. He's all right.
He's hating on me, then he's hating on Andy over here.
No, he's just fucking around. He loves all you guys.
Saigon in the chair will mask the dead if he supports stem cell research.
Maybe they can regrow the dead brain cells.
Just give him a new tongue.
He's coming to New York in June, dude.
Tell him to come in May. We can be me, him, and you up in the Lego compound.
All right.
Something May 5th. I'm telling you, I'm going to fly up there May 5th. And Zolar quit, so he didn't quit. He's on hiatus or whatever that means.
Yeah, no, he'll be back.
He'll be back.
I wouldn't be surprised if he fucking cans the show and gets on tonight.
Well, yeah, I'd say he's going to kick us all off. He's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
This is my night. Anyway, so Lego, you're not going to be on tonight, of course. We're going to do a little thing here together for a little bit. Me, you, Milkman, and Andy, of course. And then we're going to... We're gonna move on with a madhouse style show. Is that what your plan is, or did you want to maybe take over later? Or what do you want to do? Let the people know real quick so they know what's going on. So they're not scared.
Gotta love Vonage.
Okay, gotta love Vonage. There it is. That's from Dr. Lego, whatever that means.
Yeah. Okay. That means fucking you cut out on me for a minute. But I think
it does sound horrible. Yeah.
It does. What I'm asking is what's the plan for tonight so everybody knows real quick? Are we, you're going to be on here with me for a little bit, and then you're going to move on, you're going to do your own thing for tonight, just sit back and listen, or you're going to take on a late night show tonight? What exactly do you have planned for us?
I heard there's going to be a dead fruit juice enema. Is that true?
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start out here, where we are now, and we're gonna coast and see how it goes, and then maybe later on, if you guys get tired, I'll kick back in. You know, I'll do the stream, or maybe we'll just keep it going like this all night. Who the fuck knows? Why should we plan anything?
Who the fuck knows exactly?
I mean, you got any pranks in mind? I got a couple ideas.
Let's see what Lonesome Loser sent us. Lonesome Loser has sent us Batman testing again. We never got to that last night. Batman testing. We also have the Evil Twin Bar and Grill, excuse me, in Ohio. Sherman Oaks, California. That sounds like a nice place to live, Sherman Oaks.
Yeah.
Evil Twin Productions in Sherman Oaks. We also have Spider-Man Tree Service in Eugene, Oregon. We have Amigos Donuts. We have Castro Valley Donuts. We have Stooges Bar and Restaurant. We got two locations called Three Stooges. Latina woman answered at 9:29 p.m. at the Three Stooges in Louisiana. I say we call that. What do you think, Lego?
Sure.
Let's do it. Milkman, you're on there with us, man?
Yeah, man, I'm here, man. I'm getting a sponge bath, so don't mind me.
I haven't talked to you in like 2 days, man. We haven't called or nothing. You're supposed to call me every day, and here you are not calling me. I can't call you because it's long distance.
This thing really got me down, man. I'm sorry, bro. I haven't been able to get any calls out of the hospital. They've been keeping me under sedation most of the time. I was in the third floor mental unit for a few days.
No, man, are you going to sue? I think you should sue.
You should sue the totem pole company.
Yeah, the totem pole company, the hotel you work at. State of God Kansas. For making you a half Samoan.
State of Kansas.
I think I'm going to see the coconut plantation that grew at Starters. That's the first place to start. And then
coconut.
The banana company also.
Your whole fucking island's a coconut plantation.
If it wasn't for the banana falling in front of that idiot guy I was working with, he'd have never let go of it and would never fell on me. But he was more interested in the banana than holding up the pole for me.
Oh, milkman with a racist banana reference.
Exactly.
The racist, like, slightly homosexual banana reference for milkman, yeah.
He was a white guy, that's the problem. I don't understand what the banana gig was all about. He's a white guy, so you tell me.
Yeah.
He was probably trying to figure out what you were, milkman.
I've had oatmeal earlier today, so you know I got a little bit of my strength up, so maybe I can bear through this thing.
Praise be to God.
How's your cat handling all this, milkman?
Well, okay. Right now the cat is being taken care of by the neighbor, and I got a greeting card from the cat telling me to hurry up and come home, that she misses me, and that she loves me, and that I hope that I get better soon.
She misses the wet Q-tip, huh?
Well, I
that's
I,
what Milkman calls it.
And here in the hospital, underneath the shelf in my room, I found a whole bunch of them here. It says disposal, a safe biohazard disposal. And there's all kinds of Q-tips down in there. A little bit dirty, but I got a whole free supply now.
Good. You don't even have to turn them around and use both ends anymore now.
There you go.
See, yeah. See, look at the bright side, Milkman.
I can do a double job here.
Yeah. Hey, Milkman, you know how gay Saigon is? He just said that he was dancing with another guy with nipple rings. He just submitted to it in the chat room. Can you believe that?
Was he hanging off of them like they do in the gymnastics and doing those, like, iron cross and shit or what?
Yeah, he was doing those flips. Those fucking flips. All right, Lego, you ready to do this prank call?
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, Milkman, it's great to have you back on, man. It's not the same without you.
Yeah, we're glad you're not dead.
We're glad you're not dead.
Thanks a lot.
We're glad the totem pole didn't kill you. You be careful and you keep in touch, man. I haven't heard from you in a few days. I was starting to worry about you. Excuse me.
I'll definitely do that, man. I'm going to have one of these nurses do the long-distance card deal for me here. I'm going
to do that. Milkman, you're going to lose even more weight now, brother.
Why don't you go get me a phone card? I'll tip you with a lock of my hair.
A lock of his hair.
Give me rice pudding, too.
I'm going to make a rope out of my hair and escape out of the window before I get the bill. Yeah.
There you go. Those bills are killer.
All this good treatment, I'm not in a hurry to go. I'm trying to stay here, man. I'm going to try and roll out of bed tonight and see if I can't fall down, hurt my leg or something. That's dumb. I can't walk. I'm going to assume they don't take care of me.
I want to be in traction.
Traction.
He also hurt that spot between his balls and his asshole.
His taint?
It's the first time that's ever been cleaned.
There, man.
They found three ticks.
Threw down the dog pound, man. All the dog stars.
Three ticks and two mushrooms. Where in my taint?
It's the first time someone's washed between my legs and my crotch for the first time.
I'm going to make a stew.
Oh, stew.
Taint stew.
Taint stew.
A little extra there, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted to get a tattoo there, but it didn't work out.
So, Saigon is reporting David Lee Roth is probably getting replaced by Opie and Anthony. He is getting replaced by Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, he is. But David's going to be on Sirius.
Yeah, he is. I know, because he's been interviewed on Sirius twice now by the Howard 100 News, and he'll probably go there.
Katie K should probably try to get him on PCU right now.
Now's the time to fucking grab David Lee Roth.
We got what's open, like Monday night,
Why don't we call David? I have David's number. You want to call him?
Do it. Definitely. Yeah, make it so.
All right, we'll call him.
Offer him a job.
I'll play music and you do that.
He can replace Milkman while he's convalescing.
Exactly. We should have David Lee Roth from
the Dad. The Dad, I know you don't understand convalescing. That means getting better.
Oh. Alright.
Booyah.
Anyway.
Right, let me see if I can. I'm going to see if I can get David on the other line, and if I can, then what I'll do is let me first call. You guys. Keep going. I'm here.
Yeah, no, we'll keep talking and we'll wait for you to come back. All right,
we're not going to shut up just because you're not here.
Exactly. David Lee Roth, who I'm assuming is going to be Billy Mira.
You shouldn't have said that, stupid.
But what the fuck? No, I'm just... Nobody... Whatever.
There's people out there who didn't know that was going to call.
Who's listening here doesn't even get this whole thing anyway? Out of all these retards.
I'm sure there's a lot of dumb people.
Saigon, maybe. Oh, I didn't know.
All the... All the people. Ice, come on. Stop me when you come by.
David Roth.
Oh, go. I know, you know, Millman probably didn't know. He's freaking out.
Yeah.
He's not there. He's probably out drinking somewhere.
Probably. He's an asshole, too, anyway.
Yeah.
So are they going to replace him with Sammy Hagar?
Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony. It should be Sammy and Hagar. That would be really bad. That would really piss him off.
It should actually be that guy who was like the third lead singer. What was his name? Mm. The guy who replaced, who came out later.
Keith Richards?
No.
No, I'm just playing.
Dave something.
There's another one?
Yeah, the guy.
Didn't David Lee Roth come back at one point?
I don't know. I don't think so.
So let me ask something on a more important note.
Yeah.
Pussy survey. Hair? No, or totally shaved,
nah.
A little, like a racing stripe, or fucking hairy?
I'll go with racing stripe. Yeah. It's got to have a little bit there, because if it's totally shaved, it's like a 13-year-old, and that's kind of scary. Not even a 13-year-old.
But not really.
I like it. I like the Hitler mustache,
yeah.
Or even like a strange design, like a cat head, I've seen that, and I've seen like a middle finger, like a hand with a middle finger coming up, I like that too.
What? That sounds kind of
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, put a little effort into it, girls.
Exactly. Yeah. You got to keep up with that, though, women. You know, that's something
right
there.
You got to keep yourself nice and trim.
There's nothing more horrible than a woman who's got a huge bush. You know, what I mean, it's just nasty.
I mean, it's not like you're not going to have sex with her, but then later on, you're going to make fun of her to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a huge hairy bush makes me think dirty, smelly cunt.
Yeah, because it's obviously like they're not taking, advantage of all the time that they could be down there cleaning things up and
keeping things in shade.
Yeah, because then you imagine like, she's probably wiping her ass three times, but maybe she should be doing it four times. You know,
yeah. That hair gets that urine smell too. You know what I mean? It's not.
I don't mind that. I don't mind a little bit of a musty piss aroma though.
Do you like the dirty cunt smell?
Not dirty cunt, but musty piss aroma. That could turn you on.
I like the smell of gasoline on my vagina.
So, alright, so, now, if you could suck your own cock, would you?
Yeah, in a second. I'd stop masturbating and start sucking my own cock.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you give yourself a hand job, like, every day, so yeah. I think it's obvious that most guys would. You just wouldn't talk about it. Like, I think you're gay because you mentioned it. Like, everybody would.
Do you think that makes you gay if you could suck your own cock?
Yes. I think you would do it, but then you would be gay.
Why? What if you loved pussy and you just could also pleasure yourself?
I don't know. I just think it makes you gay. The second you did it, you'd be a homo.
I think you'd be gay.
Because
then
you could never be like, ain't no dick ever touched my lips.
Yeah,
there's a million times I've said those words. No dick sucking here. And, I couldn't say it anymore.
Seriously, I think you'd be gay if you, came in your own mouth or something.
Okay, I'll give you that. Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, that makes you a flamer. Like, you go from gay to a flamer right there.
Yeah. Holy shit.
I don't know, dude. I think most guy, any guy who could suck his own dick would.
Yeah. Probably. I agree. No way. Milman says no. He's such a liar. Why would you suck your own dick when there's cat pussy all around?
Milkman's just sitting
there. All you gotta do is put catnip on your balls and they'll go to town.
Catnip and some tuna and you're
home
free.
Here, kitty. My cat comes running whenever she hears the can opener.
She knows what that means. It's time for love. All right.
Yeah.
Why are we fucking around so much?
Because we haven't had Milkman make fun of in 2 weeks.
Who's fucking around, man? I wanted to know.
That's a good question.
It is a good question. It's an important question. I say I would. I get my ribs removed if a minute can do that. Remember they used to say that shit about Marilyn Manson, that he got ribs removed so he could suck his own dick on stage? Put that in a bunch of shit.
That was a true story for a while. Like, everybody thought it was for real.
And then they thought he was the kid from the Wonder Years, too, and that was bullshit.
No, that's true.
That's true.
No, but he wasn't the boy. He was Winnie Cooper.
He was Winnie Cooper.
Yeah. Winnie Cooper got a sex change.
Do you think Marilyn Manson would make a Bukkake movie?
No.
I don't know. He's not. I don't think he's gay. I think he's.
He was banging Rose McGowan for a long time.
He was.
Yeah, I was into her. She used to be really hot.
Andy
Dick had a crush on him, though, apparently, from what I hear.
Andy Dick peeled it back and beat it up.
Yeah. But she did. Funny guy, but he's bi. Nothing wrong with that. Katie Kay's bi too. He probably fuck Andy Dick and Marilyn Manson. There's nothing wrong with that.
No man fucks animals. We don't hate him for it.
We don't hate him for it. We don't judge on this show.
No.
I don't think he'd cheat on Keith, though.
You don't think so?
For Marilyn Manson, I think he would. Marilyn Manson's got a lot of money.
A lot of money. Right there. What if Katie Kay got pregnant?
with yeah. romances with a black kid. What if Diddy Kane had a black child?
Cha-ching. Look, listen, cha-ching.
What,
cha-ching.
If, what if Shaq came on to him? What do you think he would do?
Hello there.
Because if Shaq was like, Andy, I want you to come and live with me in my mansion and be my boyfriend, I would probably go because he's got a lot of money and he's a large black man.
So I want you to come down to South Beach and live on Star Island.
Hey, I'm going to dunk on you and then I'm going to pound your asshole.
Dr. Lego, come down and be my servant in Miami Beach with Shaq. Would you do it?
Aye.
Would you fuck Shaq?
Would I fuck Shaq?
For the money.
How much?
All of his money.
Would you marry him?
No.
I want you to suck my toes, Dr. Lego.
I'd fuck him, though, for a certain amount.
Okay.
$50?
No, I'm talking real deal cash.
$200.
Yeah, $562.
You know what I'd do with $200?
No. Dude, yeah, $200 can go a long way.
I pay my rent with it. I pay a quarter of my rent with it, motherfucker.
I give it to you. Here you go, Dino.
I could fill up my fucking...
I could fill
up my Cayenne with that.
Full tank of gas.
I get a full tank of gas, and I go to the Sizzler.
Who's calling you, Lego? Put that business online. Let's talk to it. Yeah.
Shaq.
How
do they know?
Yeah, man, how'd they know that you mean...
Who told them, man? Don't tell them shit.
I told you it was a secret. Between me and Lego. Anyway, Lego's apparently doing business.
Milkman got cut off. I got a conference.
Oh, Jesus.
I got cut off.
Shaq came in and raped me.
Okay. It wasn't even Shaq. It was Daryl Armstrong.
don't hang up, nobody. I'll be right back.
Too late.
Don't be mean.
All right.
Be right back.
Don't be mean. All right, anyway, while these faggots... I'm going to do a prank call. Fuck them. Who you want to call, Andy? Three Stooges?
Yeah, you do call three. Can you do a three?
Sticky plumbing.
Sticky, yeah.
Sticky Mulligan.
Sticky Beats Pub. Foster Old Fashioned Freeze.
Yeah,
a gay sounding guy answered. That's good.
Gay sounding guy.
Foster Old Fashioned Freeze Drive Through Dining.
Let's do it. Let's do that. One.
Ask him if you can figure.
What the hell is 69 Ice Fruit?
That's sexy.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hello, is this Pancreas Man?
Yes, I'm here. The nurse accidentally disconnected the phone there. They had to take my temperature.
Anally?
I don't know why.
I wouldn't let them do it any other way.
It stuck a damn thermometer in my ass there, and I farted right in her face, and then she accidentally ripped the phone out of her hands.
And then she put it in my butt, too.
A mercury enema.
Oh, damn. Yep. I didn't like that shit.
Yo, dude, let me ask you something.
Mm.
Would you fuck Shaq in the ass for $200?
No.
That's the other way around.
The basketball
coach? No, Shaq is fucking Milkman, not the other way around.
Can you imagine the pressure on that condom?
Milkman is receiving, not giving.
No, dude. If I gotta quit giving up sex, then I'll give up sex.
The only guy I like is George Ebert.
Yo, I'll give you $1 million. I'll give you $1 million and I'll let you wash your mouth out with Listerine.
That'll have to do. If I can't handle sluts, then I guess time to give up, ain't it? Then I'll become a nun.
I'm just saying, like a one-time shot, you could be a millionaire. You wouldn't do it?
Long-time shot.
I would. For $1 million, I will, yeah. I think it's scant that you said no, man.
That's right. Any man.
I can't imagine how I would be in that state of mind.
I would be so loaded. It wouldn't be about a state of mind. I would be so loaded.
Be in a state of mind. I'd put on a little fucking dress and a thong. You can call me Sally and give me the fucking $1 million.
Yeah, I'd eat so much Xanax and drink so much beer that I wouldn't remember, and I'd have $1 million.
He who denies it the most.
Yeah.
Well, what I could do is I could, like, talk one of these crazy PCU listeners into going half with me if I got them the gig, and, you know, if they would do it in my place, I'd split it with them.
Oh, there you go. Now that's ingenuity.
Yeah, now that I'd go for. I would go for the, you know, getting the gig lined up, but the actual participation, I'd have to leave that to the performer.
Hey, Milkman, the pimp is always worse than the prostitute, buddy. I just lost a lot of respect for you. That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, respect.
That's your Maury heritage shining through.
respect, man.
Yeah, there it is. Lego sums it all up. Okay, let's call these Three Stooges bastards. Three Stooges Bar in Cedar Lake, Indiana.
It's hey, a Friday night. Andy's gonna go take a shit. I'll play the toilet for you here. Alright, Andy will be right back. And Lego, you hang on over there. Milkman, you hang on too.
10-4.
All right, don't eat the Kentucky jelly. It's not what you think it is. All right, we'll be right back, everybody, with the first prank call of the night. We're only about a half hour into the show. This one's in Indiana.
Hello, Stooges.
Yeah, hi. This is Three Stooges Bar.
Yes.
Okay, my name is Victor Maitland.
Uh-huh.
And I represent the family of Shemp.
Okay.
Now, there's a problem because it says the Three Stooges Bar, there was really four Stooges. And do you guys have rights to use the name?
Yes.
Oh, you did get the rights. Okay. Who did you speak to, Larry Fingler?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, hold on one second. Bobby?
Yeah. Hi. I represent the state of
Curly Joe Howard,
matter of fact. And there's actually a dispute right now in terms of who is actually in charge of the Three Stooges' name. It is actually the estate of Curly
Joe Howard.
And I'm afraid we're going to have to request that you cease and desist immediately all usage of the term Three Stooges. It just doesn't appear that any of this is valid.
You gotta go with the Five Stooges.
Oh, the Five Stooges?
Name the Five Stooges.
Get Shemp and Curly Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to talk to my boss about that.
Well, put the boss on the phone there, honey bitch.
Is the boss there?
Not in, no.
Listen, can my band play there tonight?
Who's your band?
We're called the Schwarzeneggers. In fact, the lead singer of my band is the inventor of the reusable tampon.
The Milkman.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Milkman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Milkman, tell them how it is.
Do you have any questions for me?
I'm sorry?
I said, do you have any real questions for me?
That was a real. I want my. We're called the Schwarzeneggers. We play rock music, and we'd like to come in there.
Well, come on in. We have a. We do karaoke tonight, so come on in. Sing a couple songs. We'll see how you are.
You want me to sing a little for you right now?
No, you can sing when you come in.
What's your name?
Rochelle. Yes.
I love that name.
Well, thank you.
It's a beautiful name.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So who's name?
Are you coming in tonight?
Yeah, I'll come in over there. I'll sing some karaoke. Can we do a duet?
I don't sing. I like my customers.
Oh, you don't? So you're saying that. All right. You know what? I'll tell you what, though. I'll come over there with my band. I'll have my lead singer get up and sing, and I'll
smart
even
ass.
Give you like a free sample of the reusable tampon.
Okay, sounds good.
What do you think, guys? And we'll leave him alone about the Curly Joe Shemp thing.
That's fine, ma'am. What do you think about reusable toilet paper?
I don't think that would go over too well.
And washable toilet paper, just throw it in the laundry.
Just set it and forget it.
Don't be so lazy. God, man.
Are you coming in? Lady?
Yeah, we're definitely coming
I'll look
in
for you. All right, I'll look for you,
Rochelle. Yeah, my name is Victor Maitland.
All right, Victor, I'll be waiting for you.
All right. Oh, I love that about you. You're awesome. What are you wearing, just so I know?
I'm wearing a pink shirt and black pants.
Black pants.
Yes.
Like sexy looking.
Yeah.
All right.
Cute. I like them. My bottom.
All
but
right.
I've got 50 customers, so I gotta go now. Okay.
All right. Hey. Say hi.
Hey, what's your mind? Hey, lady. Okay. Lady.
Bye-bye.
Lady.
Love you.
When does the women ever talk to me, man? God damn it. Fuck, women never talk to me.
Because you're a horrible pig.
I'm a good lover.
You're
I'm the best lover you'll ever have, Lego. You spread that around. Let's call
Lego. Carlito's very sensitive and loving.
I'm going to call Fat Albert's Fried Chicken. I'm going to take this.
I'll get some food.
You have 6 hours, 44 minutes.
I wish I had the Fat Albert thing. No, that's...
Fat Albert.
Hey! You got my fried chicken? How'd you get my recipe?
How many times a week?
How many times?
You gotta call back.
Hey,
girl,
let's
work. You guys, someone gotta call.
So what colors marshmallow?
Yeah, how's marshmallow sound?
How do you talk about marshmallow? Was it like
marshmallow? How do you talk about? I don't remember the show that well. How does he sound like?
He had an extra syllable in it.
Hey, we can have the dead call as marshmallow.
Old Bacaba there, bro.
We
okay,
have,
I got it.
The dead can call as marshmallow. This is Rudy.
Rudy, hamburgers and pizza.
That Albert.
Old Bacaba there, bro. I'd like to know, but how much it may be compensated by the fried chicken, bro?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How much it be compensated by fried chicken, bro? How much, bro?
How many pieces you looking for?
About 8 to 8 team, bro.
About how many pieces?
8 team. 8 team.
18?
Yep.
We have a 20 piece. We don't have no
18 piece. How much above team 20 piece above?
It's
$21.49.
$21.49? Yes, sir.
And how much it be tax above?
$21.49
with tax. Is that including the tax above?
Yes, it's all tax.
I but don't believe in the pack tax above.
You know what?
I don't believe in taxable, only reparation bubbles. Do but I still Are you guys there?
Yeah.
Who's that? Was that you, Andy?
No, I was
okay.
Andy.
Yeah, but I do, but
what's the order?
My order, 21 pieces of fried chicken.
21 pieces of fried chicken?
How about I put my brother Leroy on the phone? Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Hello there.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Leroy. I sure love chicken and watermelon. You have any of that? Hello?
He wants the chicken and watermelon combo.
Man. Hung up on you now.
Where's Mammy at?
You just tell them they're Uncle Tom's.
Hello?
I like your pancakes, but
yeah. Pancakes good. Alright. Hey, you Lego, can you do a Fat Albert voice? You wanna call Fat Albert's Food and Drink and then see if they stay on with you?
Sure.
Alright, we'll do that next. Soon
that
as
hurts my voice, but I can do it.
There's a lot of Fat Albert companies.
Yeah, Fat Albert hamburgers and pizza and deli. Pizza
Albert's
and deli.
Pizza. Hey, we got some pizza and we got some chicken.
Yeah.
Hey.
Fat Albert's
fried
chicken. Fat
Albert's got some hamburger.
What's up with Fat Albert's fried
chicken? Fat Albert eat anything. Tell him you want a hamburger pizza with extra deli on it.
You want a hamburger pizza mix?
Hey, just cut up all the meats and put them on my pizza. All
right.
Hamburger.
All right. Hang on. Let me disconnect because she hasn't hung up yet. She's still listening there. She likes my sexy voice. Don't you, black lady?
Yes, I do.
See?
You're just so fucking sexy.
Exactly.
You.
Well, she said.
All right. Mailman's a fuck cracker.
What song did you want to hear? You want to hear what?
Pusher Man.
I gotta find his here somewhere.
I want to hear Cocksucking Pig.
You can't hear nothing.
That's not like a real song.
You call the shots. Hang on. Pusher Man. I'm your mammy. I'm your daddy. Hang on. Pusher, right? P-U-S-H-R. There we go.
Yeah. Curtis Mayfield, the original pimp.
Curtis Mayfield is the original pimp.
He's the first
the original poor pimp. Hang on, everybody. Hang on, Lego. It's going to be your turn to... Hit this up.
Fat Albert, how can I help you?
Hey, I was wondering if I can get a burger.
No, we're already closed.
Oh, you're already closed. What's your name?
I'm not telling.
All right, well, listen, would you like to, I have an invention. I was wondering if you'd like to buy my invention.
No.
It's something that'll save you a lot of money. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I have this invention, and it'll save you a lot of money. Would you like to buy my invention?
What is it?
It's, I have the, it's a reusable tampon.
What?
It's a reusable tampon. It's so.
Who is this?
My name is Fat Albert.
I'm gonna call back his mush mouth now. Hang on. Unless you want to. Hoba dooba.
Then you can ask her if she's into the reusable pad instead.
You can ask her about the reusable toilet paper. It's always a good idea. Anyway.
Please enter the number.
You fancy. Hoba yuba dooba dab. Oba gaba.
Oba dooba dooba dab.
Andy, you want to try Fat Albert's? We got to bust them here.
I can't hear the voice at all.
See, you've been doing the funny one.
Huh?
You've been doing a pretty good one. Let me try Fat Albert's food and drink. This one's in Colorado.
Please enter.
You know black people in Colorado. There should be a Fat Albert soundboard.
What do you mean this is Fat Albert's restaurant? May I help you?
Hey, how you doing today?
Great.
Is this Fat Albert's?
It is.
Yo, how long you been there? I didn't know. Hello?
3 years.
For 3 years?
Anything we can do for you?
Yeah. Do you have a booth that can hold my fat ass? About 450 pounds. I've broken 3 booths in my life already.
Oh well.
Oh well.
Please enter the number you wish to call.
Well, that's just wrong. Maybe we're coming across too strong, but we can also
get me another Fat Albert. Come
Fat,
on.
Okay. You wish to call. Fat Albert's Tavern and Bunkhouse. This one's in Alaska.
What the fuck is a bunkhouse?
I don't know what the fuck a bunkhouse is. Sounds gay to me.
Those people should take
or
whatever
you fucking
give them.
No,
Arkansas, they are.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? My name is Ned Ryerson, and I represent Bill Cosby, and there's a copyright infringement. I don't think you guys have permission to use the name Fat Albert. We've been calling all the Fat Albert restaurants and just trying to get a line on this and see, you know, try and work out some kind of a licensing thing.
Who are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Okay, I'll give you my attorney's number.
Okay. Okay.
That's the number.
Jail.
Jail.
Please
enter
the number.
Oh! Hang on, I'm calling her back as Bill Cosby.
This number is correct, motherfucker.
No, now you call back as that ooba dooba dooba guy.
Hang on, I got
it. I want to go.
Oh,
you suck.
Please enter the number.
You can bring him a possum,
and
they'll cook it for you.
I'm gonna call. Remember, you used to do a good Bill Cosby.
Ba-doo, bring a possum. You
hang on,
you
I gotta.
You damn talking about?
I don't do a good Bill Cosby.
That's
Sheriff Roscoe.
Sheriff Roscoe, good call. Sheriff Roscoe lives very close to us, by the way.
Yeah.
He's a good friend of mine.
Hello.
Ma'am, hello. Yeah, how are you doing?
Fine.
Good. I'm about to put Bill Cosby on the line for you, okay? You ready?
Sure.
Okay.
You damn taking the name of my man, Fat Albert. You and the hippin' and the hoppin' and the bippin' and the boppin'. Your name is Fried. You stealing my money out of my pocket. Hello?
I'm sorry, ma'am. That's probably one of the worst Fat Albert I mean,
I'm Bill Cosby, PhD, motherfucker.
Listen, Bill Cosby the same motherfucker.
I'm Bill Cosby, you fucking cracker.
I used to do a good Bill Cosby.
I know. No, I don't remember you ever doing anything.
A white guy.
I don't know. Hey, bitch, you still there?
Oh, she hung up at the bitch.
Alaska's a bunch of... Yeah, this is...
Yeah, yeah, it's Richard.
Yeah, what do you up to?
You know, I'm sitting here with my cock in my hand, thinking about you.
Hey, now come on.
What?
You like it. Admit it.
What do I want? I want to bend you over and spread your ass cheeks apart and stick my fucking cock in your ass.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking
about. How's that?
And then I want to slap you in the face with my shitty dick.
can't say the darnest things. Can't say the darnest thing. I'm getting the dad and darn the dish.
Ooh, the brass monkey.
You should call them and tell them that the Beastie Boys suck.
Yeah, I do. I got one more Fat Albert's if you want to try it.
Do we? I thought you used them all.
I guess we did.
You did. You called everyone. every Fat Albert in the entire country is terrified.
All right. God bless. Milkman, why don't you do a prank call, man?
Yeah, man.
I can't. I'm not funny.
Aww. I can't be at the worst than Andy. That's pretty
yes.
He got you.
Yes.
All right.
Laugh real loud. Make me somehow believe it.
Hey, Milkman, can you do a gay voice?
Of course I can't. Well, you got to be kidding me. That's
pretty convincing.
Yeah, it's pretty convincing. You want to call a fruity affair in San Antonio?
Tell them you want a fruit basket for your lover.
Yo, look, a black guy answered at 957. That's gold right
where?
There.
Where? Oh, a fruity affair?
A fruity affair in San Antonio, Texas.
No, man, order a fruit basket for your lover and then do hijinks.
Yeah, and hijinks. Lots of hijinks. Can you do that for us?
And then your lover is your cat, because you're a cataphile, or whatever that is.
Are you going to do this, Milkman, or are you going to sit there and be a little girl, like always?
I'm watching my stories.
You ready, Milkman? You going to do a prank call? Seriously? I'm going to put you on. Okay. Milkman has no answer for us, apparently. Milkman, talk.
Cut off again.
I guess so, probably.
Hello?
Are you still there, Lego?
Yes, I am. I'm about to ban Saigon's IP address.
Oh, you're going to kill him.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he deserves it.
Don't ban me! Yeah. I told you to fight the ancient way.
Ban
what
IP.
What did he do?
He was just being a dick.
He's being a dick all the time.
He wants to fight you.
He's out. He won't be able to get back on now.
Yeah. Milkman loves that.
Yeah.
Milkman likes it because Saigon is less white than he is.
Okay, anyway, we got to...
Mira.
I don't know what the hell Milkman's doing over there in the hospital, whatever it is that he's doing.
Yeah, but we're up over 50 listeners. Look at that.
Hey, look here.
We have 52
everybody
listeners.
Everybody who just logged on, don't listen to Milkman. Go ahead and stay with us.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's
you very long time.
Let me give some shout-outs real quick, Lego. You want to stay on for a little bit more? Do we still have you on here? Cause we're
you know what? I'm going to get off, and I'll come back on a little later.
He's going to get off.
All right. Lego's got to take a growler, probably.
Yeah, he's got to take a shit.
I got to go slap Kim in the tits.
I'll
be back.
Do that
shit,
yeah.
You got to take a Cleveland steamer her.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to fucking tie her up.
Lego,
and I'll
be back. Do you ever give Kim any bruises?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Have you ever took a lighter and burned the end of her nips?
No, but I've definitely burnt some candle wax on her fucking eyeball.
Camel wax?
On her eyeball?
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Candle wax on the
camel
eyeball. You ever get that?
No. No, I'm not.
A candle holder and you know, poking a candle in the hole there and lighting them up and letting them drip down, but
you know what's a really cool thing to do? Seriously,
mm-hmm.
you make your woman. This is what you should do with Athena, Carlito.
Mm-hmm.
You should make her eat like a lot of baked beans.
Oh, great!
Right?
Yeah,
check
like
this out.
That.
It's really fucking. It's cool.
I like how this is starting. Go ahead.
Okay, you make her eat like a ton of baked beans, right?
Yeah.
And then you lay her on her stomach, and you spread her fucking ass cheeks apart, and you fucking burn, and you drip candle wax right on her asshole,
uh-huh.
And then you make her fucking fart, and she like blows the candle wax across the room. It's great.
Nice, but it's gonna catch
like
fire.
She fires it out, man.
It's
like boom.
You know, I had a girlfriend once who she would. I used to be able to get her to light my farts on fire. Remember Stephanie, Andy?
I don't believe that.
She used to do it, and I could never see it. But she said it always made a green flame. It was really pretty. It would cover my whole ass in a green flame.
Wow, look at you.
And it was funny because I could feel the warmth. I felt like I shit my pants.
And that was a white girl.
It was a white girl.
Wow, look at you, Carlito.
Yeah, white girl, yeah, she's Portuguese or some shit.
Oh, never mind then.
Well, she was white.
No,
right? White
no,
girl.
No.
She had Portuguese.
No.
She was,
no,
hey,
no.
Hey, she was as Portuguese as I'm Italian.
No, she wasn't white then.
Well, I'm Italian now.
Are you white?
I'm Puerto Rican.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm more white than I'm Puerto Rican though, but I got Italian in me. Whatever.
Well, you're like in Mexico, the people who run that country are all white.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who come to America from Mexico are
black.
black and Indian.
Yeah, I guess so.
So that we have like a different view of the actual Mexicans.
All right, Lego. Hey, well, thanks, man. You're gonna call us back or something? You're gonna hang
up? Yeah,
I'm gonna
call you back. That means Milkman's going too because he's.
Oh no! Oh,
oh
God. Man!
What will we do?
Hey, listen, motherfucker. All right, I'll call you guys later.
All right. Milkman, all take right. care, man. It's always good hearing from you, man.
Yeah, I hope your pancreas gets better.
Yeah, me too.
I know your prostate's already fucked up.
I'm getting ready to get my next sponge bath there, so I'll be thinking about
it. I need three sponge baths a day because I shit myself constantly.
I can't wait till I get into a sponge bath, man. It's always fun.
I'm incontinent.
I'm incontinent.
I'm just shitting like crazy. I can't help it.
Watch out, everybody.
I mean, oh, my God. Here I go again.
Nice load still, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Lego, do you have MP3s of the fart tape?
Now, oh, shit.
Lego, do you have MP3s of the gross tape?
Oh, yeah.
You do? Can you send me the shitting?
Oh, yeah.
All right, send that to me. That's
you heard me play it on the show, right?
Yeah, I hear it every once in a while. I got the tape right in front of me. Remember this tape, Andy? You used to play this in high school all the time?
No.
Yeah, Lego made this, and I bought this like in 95.
Lego made that?
Lego made that like way back in the day. I bought that in 95 at Spencer's Gifts. In the
not only did Lego make that, Lego sold 40,000 copies of that.
Lego, what was the name of your production company?
Back then, it was either... was it Pacific East Productions or Digitally Toxic Music?
No.
What's on there?
Metal Beach.
Oh, yeah, Metal Beach, yep.
Yeah, but see, you didn't know I do that. I don't believe it.
Oh, no, I knew it.
Did.
I knew it, bro.
Were these actual sounds that you made personally, or you had,
me and my friend, John made them, and, John passed away in a plane crash, unfortunately.
Yeah,
was he on 9/11?
No, it was the Big Bopper and Richie Valens.
No, my friend John. On a serious note, my friend John did it with me. He was a great guy.
You guys
and,
did it?
And we did it one night as a joke, and we were drunk.
Oh, yeah, as a joke?
Listen to me.
Carlos, as a joke, I'm going to show my dick in your
ass. Listen, you motherfucker. Listen to me.
I'll show the giant hamburger right
now. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right, so seriously, we went out, we got drunk, and I used to own a recording studio. We came back to the studio, and we just started recording this funny shit. We never planned to even put a tape together, and then, a year later, we let all our friends hear it, and they were like, you guys should put this out. It's hilarious. And, you know, fucking light bulb went off. We did it. We made a deal with Spencer. 40,000 copies later, you know.
How much money did you make off that? Are you a millionaire?
No, not from that.
Oh. But from other
we
things.
Did,
wow,
We profited about $2 a tape, maybe $2.50 a tape, so figure like almost $100,000.
Yeah, Carlito wants his $2.50 back then.
Well, no, they were probably $6-$7 in Spencer.
Yeah, well, I'm saying you're profiting. He wants that back. He doesn't want the whole thing. It's your profit.
Fuck that, my dad.
All right, listen, I gotta go wax my Cayenne. I'll speak to you later.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
He's got a Cayenne, you're like a Soprano's wife.
Later, my brother. Feel better. Take care of your fucking anal beads.
Yeah. He's out, man. Thanks a lot, man. I've
got a cucumber up there right now to keep him company.
All right, Milkman, you do that.
Yeah, I will.
Hey, we miss you, Milkman.
Oh,
get well soon.
Carlito.
Come back. Yeah, what's up?
Carlito, you know what? You know what else I wanted to tell you?
What's up? Here we go. Go ahead. Oh, yeah.
He clawed you out.
What a nigger. Hang on.
All right, we're back.
We got to take a break.
No, we're not taking a break. It's so early, man. It's like 10.
You
got to take a piss, go ahead.
Yeah, I got
to
piss. All
right, go ahead.
I'm drinking. I love these new the 16-ounce Ice House plastic bottles. They're the shit. Yeah, like, you know, if you got a 6-pack of 16 ounces, that's like the perfect amount of beer to get fucked up, especially Ice House.
Ice House does do it. Yeah.
Ice House is the shit. If you don't drink Ice House, you're probably a fag.
I'm out of beer, but I got plenty of gin.
You drink Miller Lite because you're a homo.
It has little carbs in it. I'm diabetic. I don't want to get pass out in the fucking air.
Yeah, I forgot that you have sugar AIDS.
Yeah, if I pass out, you steal all my stuff.
With your inferior genetics.
Whatever.
Like, everyone in your family's blind. Your dad only has one eye.
I'm not white, though.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing, I guess.
I know, that's minus 20% to your gross.
Minus 20% to my hit power.
At least.
What is this, Dungeons and Dragons?
Your constitution? Well, I mean, seriously, like, if you think about it, like, there's no, like, genetic diseases that white people get. But if you think black people got sickle cell.
White people are sick, though.
No. Listen,
and no, they're sick
listen.
People.
Spanish people and Indian people always have diabetes. Every single one of you.
Indian people?
Indian people have diabetes. Like, Indians.
Yeah, they like got, Native Americans?
Yeah,
or?
They got worse diabetes than you do, dude.
Seriously?
Every single Indian person's fat as hell.
I thought they were just diabetics and shit.
They're fat.
I mean, alcoholics, I meant
to
say.
Yeah, and they're fat. White people, like, we go ahead and we make stuff that makes you sick. Mm. That's why we're the,
superior race, go ahead and say it.
Well, not for long. We got about 10, 15 years left because we only have like one or two kids per family.
I don't know what's up with y'all.
Yeah, I know. We don't like to have sex.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with y'all. Not
we're all hung up.
White people are weird, though, man. I'll be honest with you. There's some weird stuff
that
white people do.
Serial killers, pornographers. No, pornographers are mostly Jewish, actually. Yeah. Serial killers, we like to go to war. That's the one thing we're good at.
War.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much we're the best at it. That's why we run the whole
world. But you make black people
world.
And poor people and other people will fight your wars.
No, actually, if you look at in Iraq, the majority of frontline soldiers are white. And that's been true for every war, except the one we lost, Vietnam. That's when we had black people on the front.
Yeah. What are you trying to say? Come
I'm
on.
I'm just saying,
man.
White people are good at fighting. We pay attention, we answer, you know, we're disciplined and
what
stuff.
What about Korea? We lost Korea, too.
No, Korea was
a stalemate.
No, come on, dude.
Korea was not a stalemate.
They
beat our ass back.
No, that's not true at all.
Back to that one parallel. We're almost
done. What the fuck was that? Your cats are going crazy. No, Korea was not a stalemate. Look at like, even more in Vietnam, if you look at the casualty numbers for Korea, that was a massacre. They won that because, you know, that wasn't the full United States fighting. It was never declared war. And remember I tricked you and I said that the Cubs... I told Carlito that the Cubs captured Yosh Kawana, the Cubs clubhouse manager, that they captured him in Korea, and that he was their slave because it was never declared war. Therefore, we're still... I mean, technically, we're still at war with North Korea. I mean,
we just have
never,
an armistice.
Never been,
that's it.
Yeah, there's never been a peace agreement.
So it's a ceasefire.
I told Carlito that he was... The Cubs took him as a slave because they had, like, their own little outfit there.
Yeah.
And that he was technically their slave. And you believed it because you're not very bright.
Yeah, he was a POW, and they shipped him to Chicago.
Yeah, and they made him the clubhouse manager for the Cubs.
Yeah, and then he was still
He liked it, so he never wanted to
go back. He liked it so
they
much
gave
that
him their
free,
they gave him his freedom eventually, but then like he never went back.
I did buy that, actually.
Yeah,
there was a lot
very
of shit
bright.
I used to buy. Yeah. You might know, remember today, there was the fight between Mankind, whatever. What was his name? Cactus Jack, whatever that guy's name.
My favorite wrestler.
And The Undertaker.
Okay.
And you and Mike are all the roommate. He said that... I don't know why this is a big deal. He said, "Yeah, I heard that he pulled a gun on the Undertaker at the end of the fight." And I was like, "Really? That's fucked up." And then you guys started laughing, like, "You're so stupid." And I was like, "Well, how is that not believable in wrestling? They do so much dumb shit."
But I mean, seriously,
all the time.
You're like, you've come a long way from what you were like 5 years ago. You're really dumb.
I was,
now you're like, you're not so dumb.
I'm not so dumb, but still, how could that not happen? How could you not see in the WWE someone just pull a gun on somebody?
No one pulls a fucking gun in wrestling.
It would be funny. That's a great idea.
They should have like a skinny little guy who's like, his whole gimmick is he pulls a gun and he'd be the champion. Like, he goes in the ring.
It should be a black guy.
He gets his ass beat for the whole match. And at the end, he pulls out a gun, and the other guy lays down, and he puts a gun to his head and pins him.
He should be a black guy. What's up, motherfucker?
The back alley told him.
Yeah, the black guy just steals every match. He stole the championship belt.
Yo, give me that belt. Shoot you.
Yo, that belt looks nice, yo. And he,
where that belt would look really nice? Around my waist. I'm like, you know, with a blank and a blood pack in it. That would be great.
And then once they can bring the...
shoot you in your leg, yo. And he shoots him in the leg.
And they
can
bring the other wrestler's family one night and be his wife. And he
remember the one time where, like, Brian Pillman broke into someone's house and he was like... Yeah. And then he died like a week later.
He died like a week later.
Yeah, it was like
exactly.
A week later, so it was even creepier.
Of a drug overdose, and his last name was Pillman.
Yeah, Flying Brian.
Yeah, imagine that. That was some shit right there. Remember that one when Bret Hart's brother died, Owen Hart?
Yeah, he fell.
I saw that, too. I was watching that.
I was like a little kid, too. I was like 14 or something. My dad's like, here on this tape. My dad used to tape pay-per-views and send it to me because he had that box. He's like, on this box, on this tape, someone dies. And he sent it to me anyway, and I watched it.
Man, That was some crazy shit. Well, wasn't he coming up on the Raptors?
You fucking faggot.
What's the Dead saying?
Look at the Dead. He's a faggot.
The Dead saying that Andy was a closet.
Call
a closet
in, faggot.
On. Yeah, faggot. I see you talking
call
a lot of shit.
Dead.
Stupid moron. Call in.
Andy makes it good. Dude. I want Milkman back because his cum tastes like pineapple.
That's what he likes. That's what he likes. That's a closet homo. He's always saying gay shit in there, and he calls Andy a homo. What's Andy do?
He likes me, though. Yeah. Next time I go to Chicago to visit my dad, I'm going to go visit the Dead.
Good.
And we're going to drink beers and play lawn darts.
Lawn darts?
Yeah.
What the fuck are lawn darts different
lawn
from the darts?
Lawn darts are real big in Chicago, so I'm sure the Dead plays it.
From a longer distance away from the dartboard?
No, you got a big-ass fucking heavy lawn dart. It weighs like 2 or 3 pounds.
Uh-huh.
It's a giant dart. It's like, you know, 5-6 times the size of a regular dart.
Okay.
And you put like a hula hoop, like size target in your yard, and you throw it up in the air and you land in the hula hoop.
You throw it up in the air?
Yeah.
Isn't there a danger of that coming down on your head or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like when I would go up to my dad's in Chicago for the summer, like the local, like, you know, you walk by and there'd be like kids like holding a lawn dart. It's like they're about to throw them at you. Is that the Dead?
The Dead's calling in.
Oh man, I gotta take a piss.
Oh
too.
Shit, damn it. Hang on.
Alright, we gotta talk to him now.
The Dead, you're on the air.
Hey, homo.
Hey, hang on. I need to get a sound clip of the Dead talking. For the soundboard. Can you say shut the fuck up, motherfucker?
You know what, MT?
No, listen to him. He wants you to say something.
Okay, man. Wait a minute. MT, you know what? Shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
He did. Yes. Man, you know I love you, man. You're the best.
Oh, God. You know what? My mother might fucking be listening, so I'm gonna have to turn off my motherfucking speaker.
What?
I'm gonna have to turn off my speakers.
You gotta turn on your speakers?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
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 Is that it?
Is that it, the Dead?
The Dead, admit that you love the show.
I gotta take the dog out, man.
Mommy, come on. Take the dog out.
It works. Mommy, come on.
Are you yelling at your mom?
Mommy.
No, he's talking to his dog. What's the name of your dog?
Marley.
Oh, Marley.
Marley. M-O-L-L-Y.
Marley. M-O-L. The Dead. You know, I love you and everything, but you weren't saying Marley. You were saying...
Yeah,
you said... That poor dog, because your mom probably calls him Molly. And he goes, your mom's like, here, Molly, come here. And you're like, hey, Molly, come here.
I'm so fucking hey, Andy, you know what? Talk to my big, fat, head.
And you're really good,
Now I want to see if my mother listening to this.
What?
What's your mother gonna do?
I wanna see if my mother listening. My mother will come on the phone and...
Oh yeah, she's gonna come on the phone, Andy.
Oh, she's gonna do the whole sex with Carlito?
Do it, come on, I'm the master at that. 15 minutes, my record.
Marley!
Andy, you know what?
No, I don't.
You could suck my cock.
Dad, I was supposed to go up to Chicago this summer. Are we gonna go to... I'll come by there and we'll go to the bar and drink some beers, right?
Yeah, we're gonna fucking open up a fucking beard and I'm gonna cut you with
it. I'm gonna kill you.
I'm drinking Jaeger right now.
Yeah.
Jaeger,
you got it in the freezer? What are you doing? You drinking shots?
I'm drinking Jaeger, man.
Shots of Jaeger.
I'm drinking fucking shots of Jaeger, you fucking whore. You fucking piece of shit.
Dad, you know you're my favorite caller, right?
Yeah, I know you're... I know I'm your favorite fucking caller because I make fucking love to your mama.
Dad, my mom says that you can't go for more than like 30 seconds. You're like a two-pump chump.
Yeah, sure.
What do you mean, yeah,
she knows I could go for more than fucking 10 minutes of pleasuring her.
She says that like, she barely feels you and that she thinks that you're not very much of a man.
Yeah, sure.
That's what she told me today. I can't. I'm not lying to you.
Dude, when I do your mom is like, oh, oh, yeah, oh, come on, oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck you, man! Oh!
Wait a minute, yeah. Dad, I didn't hear any of that. Go again? What did she say when you fuck her?
I'm not gonna go again.
What did she say when you fuck her? I couldn't hear you.
I'm tight, man.
What did she say when you fuck her?
I don't wanna fucking talk. Nah, I'm not gonna do it.
Did that, what did she say? She told me to either peel it back or beat it up.
Yeah. What are you guys talking about?
I don't
know what you're
going to do a really sick place.
I don't know where you guys are.
Dad's talking about having sex with my mom.
Dad, you want to do a prank call?
Dad, you don't even have a car. How are you going to get all the way to my mom's house to have sex with her? Do you have a driver's license?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, really? Does your mom let you borrow her car?
Dude, you know what?
What?
I hate the fucking gag surprises.
What did he hate? I couldn't understand.
The dad, I'll tell you what. I paid the most I ever paid for gas yesterday.
Oh, yeah, truthfully.
$45 and change to fill up my tank from E. I was sickened.
And then what do you have, like a 12-gallon tank?
About that, 12, maybe 13.
The dad, what are you going to do about these gas prices, man?
I'm going to do something.
I got the fucking $3 get in right here.
Why don't you go make a retarded complaint to the gas companies?
What you gotta
say?
Hey, the gas prices are too high, so you should lower them.
That's what you should tell them.
Fuck you, and
fuck you. He hates you, Andy. He hates you more than anything.
Dad, I swear to God, dude, I'm supposed to go up to Chicago this summer to visit my dad. I'll probably check out a Cubs game. And then I'm gonna drive to, where's he at? Where are you at? The Grange?
No, I'm at the Grange.
Where, how far is that from Chicago?
I work directly by Brooksfield.
What did he say?
He's right by Brooksfield.
Oh, by the zoo?
Yeah.
That's like
not directly by the zoo, by LaGrange.
What?
By LaGrange.
That's like northwest Chicago, right? The suburbs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, dude. My dad lives in Addison. I'm going to come visit you.
There we go, man.
Yeah, we're gonna drink beer and we're gonna fight some Mexicans at a taco stand.
A lot of Mexicans out there.
Yeah, well, during the when there's no crops to pick, they all go to Chicago and they make badass burritos. It's like if you want a good burrito, Chicago's the place to go, right, the dad?
Well, Mexico.
I'm not in Brookfield anymore.
Where are you at now?
There's one fucking town named Hillside.
I don't know where Hillside
is. Southwest South.
And Hillside Stanger.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
That's Hillside Stanger.
You, Andy, why don't you order a pizza, man?
I don't want you to come fucking fix it to me anyway, because you're a fucking slut.
It's true.
Dad's angry.
Dad, you're an angry young man.
Angry at the world, angry at everybody, angry at God.
I am angry at God. God doesn't even fucking exist.
God's the one who made you sound like a retard.
Oh, go fuck yourself, whore.
Whore.
Whore ass motherfucker. Go whore out your dead, bitch.
Yeah. Hey, Daddy, are you going to do a prank phone call?
Dad, let's do a prank call. Let's end the hate. Here's what I got. The dad, relax.
Chunky Monkey. That sounds good for the dad.
We got Chunky Monkey Pizza Place.
I gotta take a piss to dad.
Drunken Monkey. And, the dad, you want to call Drunken Monkey?
Drunken Monkey?
Drunken Monkey.
Oh, yeah.
In Colorado, we got Joe Blow Films. I think that's, I don't know about
that. Give me Drunken Monkey, man.
Okay.
Hell yeah, man.
There you go. Well. There it is.
I got to shut the fuck up because my mother can hear you.
Well, Andy's taking a shit or something, so. Alright.
I smell it right now. It's a fucking smell to putrid, man.
Yeah, it stinks up the whole place. Very good. Hey, okay, so Drunken Monkey, everybody, we have the dad on the line. Okay. And,
I farted.
Did it? Nice. What's that smell like?
It smelled like fucking
garbage, man. Burning garbage.
Burning garbage, man. Are you sick? What, he's sick?
I ate the fucking pepperoni black Arlington cheese.
I suppose. Okay, well, hang on. We're going to call the Drunken Monkey. I guess this is a bar in Colorado. The dad, you're going to do your best job here with this prank call, I'm sure.
Drunken Monkey, man. I'm drunk too, man.
Okay. All right, well, I'm trying to find a song request here. excuse me.
Is it bar?
What?
Is it bar?
It's a, I'm guessing it is. I don't know. It's probably.
Okay.
So anyway, in the chat room, we have someone asking what the nigger song is. I believe he's talking about, what the fuck song is that? I don't know. I don't know who it was. Someone
is
was asking for
Saigon?
David Allen, I don't know, maybe. Probably, I don't know, whatever.
Saigon is a motherfucking asshole.
Well, anyway, we'll be right back. Hang on, everybody.
Well, where are we going? You gonna make a call? I'm
gonna make a call.
Well, then don't hang up when you're done with the call. I gotta talk to you for a bit more, alright?
Right.
Hold on, buddy.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Drunken Monkey, this is Mitchell. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey?
What the hell are you doing up there? You fucking...
Hold on, sir, I can't hear you.
I can't hear you too, man. What the
Hello?
Hell are you doing? Hello?
What are we doing?
What the hell are you doing over there? I don't hear a darn thing you saying, man.
I can't
go
hear
to
what
the,
sorry, so you
go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom or something, man.
You need to call back in a second, sir. I can't hear you.
Hey, go to the bathroom. Go to the washroom.
Hang on.
Good call, the dad. I love it.
Let's try crazy monkey tattoos. That didn't really work out.
Hey, the dad. I created a MySpace profile. I want you to be my friend on there, okay?
He's on there, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I saw his profile.
Hang on. We're calling out crazy monkey tattoos.
The dad, will you be my retarded friend?
Message me on IRC, you fucking retard.
I don't use IRC.
Number you have entered is not valid.
Oh, man.
Hang on, don't talk, everybody. You probably can't talk if you talk and messes it up. Shut up. Hang on.
PCP.
What did I say?
Hey. Put your Down syndrome aside for a second and be quiet.
Yeah, be quiet or we can't do the call. You can't tack over the numbers going out. Jesus. Oh, God damn it. Shut up for 5 seconds. The dead. Steven, be quiet for 5 seconds. That's all I'm asking for. You see, you fucked it up. God damn it.
He's the best.
God, if you would have just shut up for a second, we could have done a call.
He wheeled his chair into the phone for a second.
How hard is it? Don't talk to them.
It's been 5 seconds, man.
You kept talking. You're like, okay, I'll shut up now. If you want me to beep. That's how it happened.
What do you have to say about that, buddy?
The dad's all crying. Oh, God.
The dad, do you hate Milkman as much as you hate me?
No.
But you talk shit about you all the time.
I like Milkman better than I like you, Andy.
Oh, man. Do you hear what he said about you, though?
I like Milkman. I want the Milkman to bear my kids.
What the fuck?
He said you were a dirty Arab.
Milkman said dirty bastard.
He said you're a dirty Arab and that he puts cucumbers up your ass.
I thought that was Ha Ha.
Well, yeah, Ha Ha called you an Arab, and so did Milkman.
Ha ha
yeah,
ha ha.
Come on, man, come on.
Ha ha.
Go fucking cut the tattoo, please.
What?
Cut the fucking tattoo, please.
Oh, the tattoo. Tattoo.
What? Dr. Lego banned Ha 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 for saying that about the dead. That was a great comment.
Yeah,
that he was an Arab.
Sound like he's Arab.
That was excellent.
Cut the tattoo.
We should bring Ha 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 back, man. Lego, man, let him back in, man. He's just... Don't... Well, who was it? That was Saigon?
Saigon under a fake name.
Saigon. That's funny, though.
How come you and Saigon are enemies?
Ha Ha!
Hey, I love compliment.
You love compliment? Oh, yeah.
You want to meet some cum-fim?
You want cum from men? Is that what you said?
Conference him.
Oh, conference him. Conference Saigon?
He won't call in. I keep asking.
Saigon doesn't call in.
I don't conference Lego in.
Oh, conference Lego in.
Do it. Go ahead, call him. You'd make
it. Yeah, do it.
Okay.
He's the one talking to you.
Come on, rich guy.
He says you're a halfway.
I guess we're going to be conferencing with Lego. You think Lego, I mean, the hell, yeah, I'm going to tell him to let ha-ha-ha back in.
Ha-ha-ha!
That guy.
Fucking asshole.
He's the best.
God. So angry. Tasty Noobs is receiving more than 2 million calls a month. The rejection hotline is the industry leader in humor.
That's that stupid number that girls give you when they don't want anything to do with you, and then you call. I hate that number.
You ever get that number?
All the time.
You get that number?
I never got that number.
I should get that number. I'm going to call it tonight.
Let me just say something.
What do you want,
Lego?
What?
I just want to say something.
Go ahead, boss.
Okay. I'm not the boss. I'm just, you know, I got a big black cock. But listen.
All right, boss.
Saigon. You know, we got to work on Saigon.
What about him?
What about him? I don't mind him.
He's negative. He's a negative dick. Hold on.
Spell rejection wrong. Stupid bitch.
I want Kim. Oh, yeah.
See, this is the gay thing.
Saigon is a fucking total, like, he's a mean, negative person.
So? I mean, I don't mind that. Like, that's funny.
Can I slap Kim in the tits?
No, he's a mean, negative person.
Wait, what did that say?
Whoa, let me finish.
He said he wanted to kiss
him? What?
His dad said he wanted to kiss Saigon.
He said he wanted to slap him.
Listen, we're all working here trying to do a show. Maybe we're not as good as Zolar. Maybe we're not. Maybe not everything we do is good or whatever, you know. But we're here. We're doing it. We're trying to do a good job. And, like, you know, telling us that we suck. You know what? What are you fucking paying me, Saigon? You know? So I banned him, but I let him. I unbanned him.
Oh, okay.
And Saigon was ha ha ha. By the way.
Yeah. But Saigon likes me.
Saigon
likes me, so I like him.
And by the way, I got a problem here. Don't be fucking calling the dead retarded. And don't, like... seriously, man.
The dead
Steve
retarded. He calls me gay. He calls me gay.
Yeah, but you know what? I do, man. You know what? Steve's a good guy.
I know, and then when I go to Chicago, we're going to go to the bar and get some beers.
Yeah, but what's wrong with that?
He calls me gay. I can call him retarded.
You call Tino whore.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about
true.
It. Hey, we're going to call it the dead retard. This is
all
a
right,
joke.
You know what? This just goes to prove that you guys are all a bunch of ignoramuses.
It's true. We're not
denying that. We don't say whether we're not.
We're both 26-year-old losers. We're not denying that.
We don't have anything going for us.
Yeah.
We're just here in the radio show, man.
Hey, Carlito locked into a rich Greek girl. Like, that's his claim to fame so far.
Fuck it. I don't care. Whatever.
We're not worried. We don't have
whatever, you know. It's
we never released a fart and throw up tape, you know. Like we probably would have, but you already did it. So I mean, I'm saying that we probably can.
Well, you know what? I would just like to say this.
Okay.
I fucking challenge Saigon to call in.
He won't. He's a pussy and
Lego,
a faggot.
Lego, to be honest with you, I've asked him many times.
You can be not a pussy, okay? But
I
know you're not going to call because you are a. He's gay. Dude, you know what? Remember I was talking about at the beginning of the show about sucking your own dick?
Saigon
that's
does
a guy
that
sucks his own cock.
Saigon had really...
While he sucks his own cock, he puts a cigar up his ass.
A cigar? A lit cigar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not lit.
And he farts and smoke goes all over the place.
He loves it. He's very gay.
Yeah, well,
okay.
He can call this show, too.
And he's a pussy. Like, I mean, like, if you're going to call in a show, like, this
Lego's angry.
Yeah, he is. He has every right to be.
Yeah, I am mad, and I'm ready to do a good prank. Come on.
Good.
Saigon should nude Russell the dead for the championship.
Seriously, how are you going to name yourself Saigon, man? You know what I mean? That's,
I don't call in. I'm scared to call in.
I'm scared to call in.
If you call in, you take my lot.
Take that on fucking MySpace.
What? Pussy won't call in. He's a pussy.
He is. He's a pussy.
My name is Andy Saigon on MySpace.
I know. It's Andy Saigon.
What do you mean?
My name is Dick Saigon.
Oh, Dick Saigon. Okay.
All right. Hey, you want to call...
name is,
My name is Fat Albert Saigon.
Fat Albert was great. We had fun with Fat Albert.
Fat Albert calls were pretty good.
Yeah, you want to try? We get the Drunken Monkey. That didn't work. We tried that.
Well, Drunken Monkey's a fighting
drunken
style.
Drunken Monkey sucks.
Yeah. Crazy Monkey Tattoos.
All right, go ahead. Drunken Monkey.
Crazy Monkey Tattoos. Crazy Monkey Tattoos.
You be call him back.
Crazy Monkey Tattoos, I said. In Brooklyn, New York, Lego. Right by your hometown. Wherever that is.
All right.
All right, we'll do that right now. Hang on, everybody.
I need the tattoo.
Shut up.
I need the second tattoo.
I said shut up.
On my cock.
On your mom.
I think I'm going to kick Saigon just for the hell of it.
Come on your mom's hair. Fucking the dead. You want that?
Can I kick Saigon just for the hell of it?
Do it, whatever. Yeah. I like it. I don't mind him. He's funny.
What's funny about him?
He's funny because he goes in there, he stirs up the shit.
Hey, I like anyone who talks shit.
Anybody who talks shit is funny.
I don't see the fucking humor in that little prick, that little fucking scum bastard motherfucker with doesn't have a fucking left nut.
Anybody can go in there and talk shit about
me. His fucking right nut is purple.
Whatever. They can hit all
shit. Let him come down to fucking New York. I'll fucking kick him up and down the fucking street.
Yeah.
Show him New York style.
You know me? You know me?
What?
Tell Saigon he don't know you, Lego.
What?
Tell him he don't know you.
He don't know you.
He don't know you.
No, I don't say that. I said back the fuck up, motherfucker.
Or I'll say it. Saigon, you don't know me, fool.
You don't know me, bitch. You don't know me.
You don't know me?
Crazy Monkey Tattoo.
You don't know me.
Yeah! That's a
cut. Standing ovation right there.
You gotta cut that for the fucking thing.
Yeah, you do.
But you know what? I try to give the guy a chance. You know, I told him, dude, just fucking chill out. It's cool, man. You know, and he's still a dick.
I mean, like, but the point is, he won't call in. So pretty much everybody in the chat room knows he's a punk. He's a joke.
I bet you sounds more retarded than the dad does.
Because I'll tell you why he won't call in. Because
he's a punk.
Because he's a fucking retard.
Yeah, I mean, no, he's like, hold on, this is my car.
He has a list. I bet
he's got a list.
He's got a list, and he's embarrassed.
Wait a minute, boys.
This is Saigon. Wait a minute, boys. Hi, this is Saigon. How you doing? I just wanted to call in and just let everybody know that Lego was right about me. I do suck my own dick. It's the only dick I can get.
Yeah, I believe it. That's only... the dead.
I swear to God, he makes up for it.
I can't help it. I'm a flamer. I love being a flamer.
He's making up on the...
I'm a sissy little boy, and I've been on taxi cab confessions getting fucked in the ass by a fucking cucumber.
I saw that episode with a little happy face drawn on the front
of it.
I saw an episode where Saigon got raped by a small Polish gentleman, and he loved it.
That was Steve Voorhees. You know, the dead's...
I'm thinking about ripping me an awesome.
Jesus, God. Yeah, seriously, I think he's making up for it or something with the attitude. He's probably he has a list. That's
he's got a problem, and, like, you know, he's jealous of the dead.
He's sick.
Because the dead is probably, like, you know, one of the few people that talks better than him.
Let him call him.
You know, one of the few people that talks as bad as him. Hang on our number, Saigon.
1-888-278-8509.
Call in, Saigon. Call in to confront the dead.
Yeah, call us in and we'll put you on the air.
Your enemy.
Back it up or get the fuck out.
He's a bunch of fucking pussy.
Yeah, then I'll call you a pussy and tell you to shut the fuck up.
I should fucking ban Saigon until he calls.
Yeah, ban him.
Nah.
I should. Nah, you know what? I'm not gonna ban him. I'm gonna be the bigger nigga.
We should bind him and wrestle to the ground.
Yeah.
Ben dead, motherfucker, Ben.
No, Steve, be a bigger man than him. Fuck that little piece of shit.
Yeah, be the bigger man. All right, Avery, we've been taking too long on this. We need to do a prank call. Prank call time, all right, Lego? Dad, relax. Dad, relax. Lego, relax. Candy, Carlito, we're all going to relax.
Fucking relax, dude?
Relax.
How
let's
can
all
I relax,
relax,
man?
Do people want prank calls?
Fucking scum. If he was here, I'd fucking shoot him in the foot.
In the foot? Nigga, you can't walk now, motherfucker. Trying to run away.
Dick. That's
shit.
In the foot.
Yeah.
If you shot him in the foot, the dad could do, ride his wheelchair up to him and retard wrestle him through the ground.
Did the rental wheelchair.
Let me tell you something, man.
That's milk.
Fucking the dad could kick his ass with his fucking with his fucking left nut.
Oh. Yeah. Well. Okay. Anyway, we'll be right back, everybody. Hang on, folks. The dad behaves so.
Calm
down, the dad. What did we talk about?
What?
Okay.
Oh, self-control.
Self-control, did I say? Oh, hang on.
Crazy Monkey. Hello, Crazy Monkey.
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Hi, how you doing? I was wondering, I want to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
And will you guys, you know, tattoo basically anything I want?
Basically, yeah, anything you want.
All right, because I just kind of like, you know, broke up with my wife.
Yeah.
And I want to get a tattoo, like across, like, you know, not on my dick or anything, but on my pelvic area. And I wanted to say the cunt is gone. Can you do that?
Yeah, no problem. All
right, how much would that cost? How much does it cost to get the cunt is gone?
Depending on the size of the cross, how much detail it is, and how
much. Dude, you sound pretty fucking stoned.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It's that I'm kind of sick and then I'm stuck over here. Two of my dogs are having litters at the same time and they're driving me crazy.
Damn, what kind of dog you got?
I have two blue stacks.
Oh, shit. You want to sell those puppies?
Yeah, I sell puppies and they're both having litters at the same time, so they're driving me crazy.
Oh, man. Sounds like you got your head full.
Yeah,
well, let me ask
you.
Go ahead.
I have artists here. Anything you want, pretty much, you can get done.
Yeah. All right, so you're not going to do the tattoo. It would be one of the other guys.
Well, me, yeah, no, I'm not doing it.
All right, yeah, because you don't sound like the guy I'd want to fucking put the cunt is gone on my, you know, fucking willy.
Yeah.
All right, so who would do it?
Yeah, where you want to put it at?
I want to put it, like, right above, like, you know, between my belly button and my pelvic. You know, right below. I want the cunt is gone near my cock because I want her to fucking see that.
Okay, and you want a cross behind it, you said?
No, I don't want to. I just wanted to say the cunt is gone in nice, in black ink and nice fucking bold letters. Dude, this is, I'm reborn, man. I got rid of this fucking bitch. I'm reborn. I'm having a neon sign also made that's going to go right on the front of my fucking house when you walk in.
So you're talking about at least like about $100 or something like that.
$100? All right, and this ain't going to hurt, right?
Nah, it shouldn't be that bad. I mean, you've done tattoos before, right?
Yeah, man, I fucking... I got a couple of tattoos, but I'm saying, like, you know, I want to get... This is not going to, like... How long will this take? Like, 10, 15 minutes?
Nah, maybe a little longer, but the guy that's going to do it for you is very light-handed.
Oh, all right.
So you should be... All right. You shouldn't have a problem.
All right, so and he'll, like, draw it on me so I can see it first.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. It's not a problem.
Now, okay. All right. And you know what? Oh, have you guys ever done, like, I want to get my eyebrows fucking tattooed on. Can we do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Should be able to, not a problem.
All right. So we'll do the cunt is gone, the eyebrows, and I'll probably buy a couple of those dogs, too.
Okay, great.
How much are they?
It's coming out at
$300. All right. I'll take
the bigger one.
Maybe one or two. They're not vicious, right? They're good dogs.
They're good dogs.
Right.
It's hereditary because, you know, I have the parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and they all raised like that, so the dogs come out pretty good.
All right.
Unless you start to teach them otherwise, you know.
What time you guys open till tonight?
10 o'clock every day, but we usually here till like about 11, 12, 1 in the morning, you know.
All right, I'll come in. You know, you guys, you can hurt me. Fuck it. The pain is worth it just for the cunt. Let me tell you, my wife, dude, she was just a fucking, you know, towards the end, man. What happens to these women? They just fucking go crazy. They lose it.
Yeah, I don't know. After a while, they lose it, and then they blame it on you.
You know, I got to fucking pay her money? She could suck my ass. She could suck a cheetah's dick.
Yeah, that happened to my friend.
Yeah?
That happened to my friend. Yeah, he's going crazy. He got to pay $60,000 for half of his business to her. After he was the one who made the business, built the business, did everything for the business.
Yeah, and that cunt gets fucking all that shit for doing nothing but fucking breaking his balls all those years. Hate that. What's your friend? His name isn't Saigon, is it?
No.
Oh, yeah, because I know this guy, Saigon. He's a shemale. And he was going out with this guy and did the same thing, man. I got a fucking sucky. This guy, Saigon, got so much money from this dude, he was able to get a sex fucking change. Lost his fucking penis. Yeah, he had his fucking cock cut in half and stuffed inside. Do you believe that shit? Fucking people. I'm so sick of it, man. I'm going to fucking shoot some heroin and come over there.
I hate you, bro. I hate you.
Right. You feel my pain? You feel my pain?
Believe me, I know what you're going through, bro. I just broke up with my girl, and I'm going through hell.
Dude, so maybe, I'll tell you what, maybe you can get the cunt is gone, too. All right, man.
All right.
I'll see you in a little while. Fuck it, and we'll do this. The cunt is gone, and me and you, we're fucking happy now.
All right, Bonner.
All right, my brother. Peace out. Honey, bro.
The fuck is wrong with this guy?
Excellent call.
That was great.
I loved
man.
It.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I just
what the fuck is that guy on, man?
You got shame for you.
He was in fucking heroin or something.
I don't know what the
hell.
You want to do another call, dude? We got time.
I'm called out. I'm fucking. I'm gonna go.
Well, you just hang up. I'm gonna call the sweatshop.
I'm gonna go upstairs and
shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
What did you say?
Sorry, calm it down 5 seconds.
Five, four, three. Hang on. I'm gonna call the sweatshop. You want to stay on the line today, or you're leaving us?
Hello. Stay on the line.
This is the last one because we need to open up the lines for everybody else to call. People want to call in.
Oh, God.
All right, you hang on.
Why can't I make a fucking prank?
Yeah, well,
you're retarded.
You've done enough. That's it.
I didn't make a prank tonight, did I?
No. Yes, you did. You did plenty.
I made one. Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
I like to make a prank, and then my mom wipes my ass.
Here you go, slap.
I don't let you go after this one. You make one.
Whenever you're ready to stop talking. Slap shot, pizza, and Fat Albert subs. You ready?
No.
No. He's so fat.
Then we're going to have to let you go.
I don't let you. Make a prank and I'm going to go.
Okay, here it is. We're going to call Joe Blow Films. You're the fucking, I got a degree in filmmaking or whatever.
Hello, Joe Blow Films. I like to suck cock. Can I be in your movie? I'm the dad.
I'm the dad. I want to sell a gay porno to them.
Yeah, whenever you come to the Grange, I will suck dick for your movie.
Oh, shut up. I want to sell a porno to them, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Here we are. Joe Blow Films 2, Inc. in Phoenix, Arizona. A guy named Joe answered about 30 minutes ago. Okay. Good luck. Don't fuck it up. Hang on.
To page this person, press 5 now.
Hey, how you doing? I want to show you my porno. It's the features Carlito and Saigon. It's a gay porno, yeah. Can you call me back? My number is area code 365-456-78910. Thank you, bye.
Who the fuck's number is that?
78910. That's 5 digits. Oh,
you stupid.
Okay. I have a 5-digit last phone number. It's 78910 because I'm tarded. The actual sound is retarded.
7910. It's 4 digits.
78910 is 5 digits, tard.
Fuck you and fuck yourself.
Fuck you and fuck yourself. He's so sad. He's dead. But I come up to Chicago, we're gonna go bowling, and then we're gonna go get some whores.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we could go get some fucking whores.
Yeah.
Okay.
7-8-9-10.
Go to fucking New York, man. I'm gonna be there like until 8 or something. June 8.
Look out, Manhattan. Here comes retard. Yeah, one more tard.
June 8. I'm gonna fucking visit Dr. Laker and shit, man.
Where are you gonna sleep? On his couch?
Lock up your daughters.
Yeah. Are you getting a hotel room?
I'm gonna sleep with Kim, man.
Are you getting a hotel room?
I'm gonna be fucking on Kim and shit.
You're gonna fuck Kim?
No.
Oh. What are you gonna do? Where are you gonna stay in? You getting a hotel room?
Dude, if he fucking let me, I'll do her.
What?
If he let me.
If he lets you, you're gonna do her? She's gonna get a taste of your retarded cock.
Hey, I have a big fucking cock. Thank you very much.
Wow, good for you, Dad. At least you have one thing going for you. You definitely don't have a smarts or intelligence or any of that shit. You know, God always blesses those who are like, he gives them big dicks. That's what I heard.
Saigon's cock.
Hey, tell me how it tastes, because you've been there before. What? I was broken down and what the fuck is that?
That's me.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Suck. Cut off dick.
What?
Thank you and good night, man.
Shug night?
Thank you, man. Fuck you.
Okay.
Fuck your mother.
Fuck your mother, alright.
Fuck you too, motherfucker.
Dad, when I go on my MySpace profile, you're gonna be my friend, right?
Yeah, DDV. MySpace.com/DDV.
DDV?
DDV.
D as in Victor, yeah.
Right, D as in Victor. B as in Victor?
Dad.
Victor?
DDB.
What?
Escalito?
What?
Yeah.
Right?
Whatever you say. Yeah. I'm not listening.
I don't speak your language. I'm sorry.
Carlito knows to my MySpace.
Are you and Carlito friends?
And you know what? Fuck you.
Carlito is friends to a tar?
I don't have no sort of friends.
Fuck Carlito's asshole, okay?
What about Carlito's asshole?
Ah, go fuck you, Zed.
Zed, you're the best, and you're my hero.
My mother might be listening to this shit.
When I go up to Chicago, me and you are going to go bowling, and then we're going to rape some underage whores.
Oh, go fuck you, Zed.
What do you mean? You don't want to do that?
Bye.
What do you mean, bye? You're bisexual?
I don't want to become a fucking pedophile, man.
Oh, pedophile? That's what you like?
Pedo. Pito.
Pito. You know, it's pedo.
Pedo. That's prank master.
You don't want to be like, prank master, huh?
Yeah, I know, right?
He's your hero?
Prank master fucking doing shit.
I heard you're going to be on a cruise ship.
Hi, Dad.
You're not the fucking hero, Andy.
What?
Committed for recording your message.
No, we've been recording this the whole time.
What do you mean?
On that message for that company.
Hey, good job, buddy.
Dad, the dead.
Today, when I come to Chicago, me and you, we're gonna go to Navy Pier, and we're gonna fuck some whores.
All right, today we're gonna let you go.
Shut up.
We're gonna fuck some retarded whores.
Say bye to the dead. Three.
I'm not
getting
retarded.
Two.
One.
Well, I don't think any whores who
are retarded are gonna have sex with you, buddy. I mean, sorry.
Tired of the dead, man. Hang up the phone.
How are
Jeez.
You?
God.
You're every. I can never be retired.
He never dies. This guy's dead.
I love when he says, fuck your mother.
The best part is,
fuck your mother. Fuck you, motherfucker. Motherfucker.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
And then Dr. Lego says, is it retarded?
Yeah. Okay.
Dr. Lego's delusional.
He's delusional.
Yeah, he's probably going to get mad, but hey, you're delusional, dog. He's tarded.
Anyway.
I can't wait to go out there and hang out with him.
Anyway, so let's take a break. Not a break, but I'm just going to take a breather here because y'all been talking some shit for a while. God damn. We're back. Well, we've been here, but anyway, it's 11:25 p.m. It's Friday, April 21st. Let's get a reality check, first of all. And you're listening to a special edition of The Madhouse, a Friday night edition. We're just doing our thing here. in place of Dr. Lego. He's asked me to come on, and I'm graciously
Dr. Lego's in rehab.
Dr. Lego's in rehab tonight. Who is Carlito's co-host, Saigon asks? Andy?
Well, that's me.
Andy. What the fuck you
I
doing?
Have him. I don't know. They put up my space profile. So for Zola. On. He's not a traitor. Well,
he's a horse's ass.
I don't know. I mean... Zolar's cool.
Yeah, so that's Zolar's...
Here, put my MySpace profile up there so Saigon can see it.
What is it there?
I don't know. Appleseed79. And everybody can see how handsome I am.
If anybody wants to see anybody there yet.
Welcome to MySpace. No, it's got a little bit of information.
Yeah, a little bit.
I put actually, I put a Madhouse Live link up there.
Good.
I did that, just in case.
We got to get Andy.com or something.
I doubt that it's still out there.
Yeah, we got some numbers in Lonesome Loser. We got the Sweatshop. I want to call that for sure. We got Turd, Toters, and Livingwood. If you're on AOL Instant Messenger, be sure to hit us up at Madhouse Radio. If you're again, I say, if you're on AOL Instant Messenger, you can direct link to me on the air. Madhouse Radio, you can connect with me and Andy. We're both monitoring this here.
We're keeping close attention to what's going on.
Exactly. Flesh-eating Virai, a.k.a. Misery from Sinklands, is just saying what's up. Sinklands, a big shout-out to Sinklands, a clan that I'm connected with when I do online gaming, whatever the fuck that means. And they also used to bring us Madhouse Connection for satellite link-up with the Milkman. Courtesy of them. Again,
until the totem pole fell on him.
And now he's fucked up.
I'm in the hospital.
Yeah. Synthclans.net. Also, be sure to check out Burning Oath. Burning Oath is the name of his band. MySpace.com/Burning Oath.
I like shitting in the pan, to tell you the truth.
The Dead is also on AOL Instant Messenger calling us an asshole.
He loves us. Fuck him.
Us. I hung up on him because it's enough, man.
I thought he hung up on us.
I hung up on him. I got tired of him.
Asshole.
The Dead's great.
He's the only person that turns asshole into like three.
He can make asshole sound like a four-syllable word.
Yeah, it's like, no, yeah. Three, at least three, probably four. So, your mother sucks dick. And, you know, I know my mom sucks dick. Yeah, you know, she's
whatever.
A full-grown woman. She can
my
do whatever the fuck she wants.
Too. I don't want to think of
God, your mom don't do that.
Probably
your dad
not.
Is too frustrated.
I feel bad for my dad. My dad's probably cheated on my mom.
That one-eyed bastard.
Yeah. No, he is. He's psycho.
That one-eyed bastard ain't getting any kind of
my
play.
Dad has played, cheated on my mom so much.
No way.
Yes, he has.
No way.
I know for a fact he has.
How do you know?
I don't blame him. I know. I just know from talking to him. I know he's cheated on my mom.
Carlito.
I doubt it.
You keep doubting. You missed a secret over there. Mister, I don't want to talk about my life. You're looking at me with your arms crossed.
As
I'm Mr. Insecure. I'm Andy. Hashi saying, talking about me playing Farce. That was a long time ago. That was at 11:38 or 10:38 p.m. Damn, that was like an hour ago. We've been on for a long time, man.
I know, and we haven't taken a break yet. I gotta piss again.
Go.
I'm pissing. No, I'm gonna wait till you play some music or some shit like that. Go to a break.
Okay, let me say what's up to everybody. Give them a few shout outs. We'll take a break and we'll do more pranks. Brayden apparently likes my black voice. I didn't know I did the black voice.
Well, I guess, you know, like Fat Albert's black. So.
Fat Albert one or just me going, hey, what the fuck, yo?
Yo.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there, the Dead.
Hello there, Mr. Day.
Hello there, the Dead. This is your new stepdaddy.
Yeah.
I'm reaming your mom out.
Yeah, but seriously, I've had enough.
She loves the black cock.
She does. Okay. That's that. And he's saying fuck the Dead. Johnny in the chat room has sent over a number for Andy Shit.
That's not me, though.
That's not you. I know it's not you.
Okay. It's just like, my last name is not Shit.
Lego told us not to fuck with the Dead. Whatever, we do.
The Dead loves
want.
It. Lego, you know he loves any kind of attention he can get.
Kiss my ass, Lego.
And when I go to Chicago, me and him, we're going to go bowling. We're going to drink beers. And we're probably going to fuck some whores.
Anti-Drug, who is the guy who's actually editing my shows from now on.
He's
a very
good person.
Cool guy. Very
like,
cool
we
guy.
Like Anti-Drug more than any of you people who listen to our show.
Yeah.
Because he does stuff for us.
He's actually above Milkman right now.
Any of you people who do anything for us, we'll give you props. Like, you know, if you want to buy me some insurance for my car, or send me some money, we'll tell you the people that we love you more than anyone else.
Yeah, more than anti-drug.
Yeah, well, like, you know, if someone wants to give me some money, I'll be like, hey, I love so-and-so better than anti-drug.
Much respect to Anti-Drug, who's been busy. He's been editing shows for me and stuff.
That you haven't put up on your site yet.
No, but I will this weekend, I swear to God.
I doubt it.
You keep doubting. He's going to cut some the Dead shit for us to make a clip for our soundboard, matter of fact.
The Dead's great, and everybody thinks he's very talented, and we'd love to hear that.
He's a good guy. He's funny. He's good, but
he's good, yeah. I mean, you know, he's good when you get him mad.
You got to cut him off after a while.
Yeah, like if we were really nice to the Dead, he wouldn't be that funny, so we have to go ahead and antagonize
exactly.
him.
Exactly. But the Dead, we love you. Andy,
we
you
love
like
the Dead.
Dead.
Yeah. I'm serious about when I go to Chicago, I'm going to hang out with him.
Yeah, because you like the Dead.
Well, I don't have any other friends in Chicago, so. So that'd be about, he's about it.
Exactly. There it is. So Anti-Drug, check it in. Everybody give respect to Anti-Drug. Johnny, coming back with a number for Anti-Shit. We'll get to that. Andy-Shit, I'm sorry. We'll get to that soon. Angel Dealer is sending, asking me to send him that song, please. And he
what
calls
song?
Me his bro. I don't know what song. Angel Dealer, what song? Now, if you're not joining us in the chat room... If
that's
you don't
fucked
know,
up.
If you don't, yeah, it is fucked up. If you don't
you
know how,
go in the chat room so you can listen to Sagan talk shit.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, last night we had free porno out there.
Yeah, we were looking at.
We were sharing it.
Porno from Family Matters and from some other chick.
Some
who I
religious
had a nice
chick
boobs.
Who turned.
She had a nice ass, and she had.
Oh
those,
my god! Yeah, she had that
she
strip
had,
too. She had that vagina strip.
She had tan lines that let you know where the hey nanny nanny's at.
I don't know about that. I was listening to that show today.
So when I want to peel it back, I know where to go.
Exactly. You know what? The light's off. Just a little bit of light.
Yeah. So you can reflect off the nice pale face.
Uh-huh. Join our chat room. You can go to two places. You can go to the homepage for PCU Radio. That's kdkprankcalls.com. Again, that's kdkprankcalls.com. KDK as in kill death kill. Blah, blah, blah. That's the homepage of PCU Prank Hell Underground Radio, our flagship station. Also, the homepage
flagship.
Of flagship.
Oh,
well.
Sorry.
Speaking of which, flagship KDK. That's his site, pretty much. KDK. He'll be hosting a show here tomorrow night, about this time, 10 p.m. Eastern is when he normally starts. The Lunatic Fringe, good show. What else is going on? Tasty Noob is sending in.
Look at us.
Oh, we're dropping 52. Dude. 52. We have 52 listeners. Okay. We've lost about 5 minutes. The minute I swear to God, every time the minute I mention a break, everybody bolts.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. People are always taking a break.
I'm gonna go listen to the break.
Fuck it. Fuck the break. They'll probably come back in 10 minutes.
But you know that during the break we play some fat ass rhymes.
We do. You should listen to the break. I put a lot of thought into the breaks every week, and nobody ever fucking listens to it. So yeah, Tasty Noob, who I haven't seen much in the chat room first time around. He sent some numbers in while we were talking here forever. KDK Crochet 2. Okay. Cafe Saigon 2. We have the Fat Albert Daycare.
you gotta call that.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, I didn't get my kid back.
They're probably closed. I don't think he confirmed
his
numbers.
Daycare is probably not gonna be open.
Not at this time. No one's.
And that's just like in Japan.
Yeah, I ain't
gonna. Hello, Fat Albert Daycare.
Daycare. How are you? I imagine I just seen Fat Albert, the best anime ever. Insurance companies are stupid, he says, and it's some. Actually, that's the name of a company, whatever. And Stupid Cupid. I'll keep those in there. I doubt we're going to get to those. Angel Dealer has asked me for the Nigger song, the one I played not so long ago, and I played it for him already, so his need has been fulfilled. So if you're not in the chat room, do so, because if you don't, you're not going to be able to hear our bullshit. You know what I mean? We do stuff for you. If you request a song, if I have it, I'll play it. If you have a prank request, if you know
I
someone...
I gotta take another piss.
You take your piss. I know, because you gotta go. Whatever. Do that. I gotta take a piss after you, so... Do that. Andy's out of here. If you have any requests for prank calls, hit us up in the chat room. Again, you can go to kdkprankcalls.com. The homepage for this show that you're listening to now is madhouselive.com madhouselive.com. If you want to use if you want to hit us up on AOL Instant Messenger, our screen name is Madhouse Radio. If you're using Yahoo, that's Madhouse PCU Radio. And if you're on MSN Messenger, Madhouse PCU Radio at hotmail tastynoob.com. Tasty Noob is checking in again. He's resent the Club Saigon Night. Club Saigon Night. I bet you it's going to be really loud there. We'll see about that. Anyway. Excuse me. So we're going to take a break real quick here, folks. You know what? Before I do that, let's do one call here. Hang on, everybody. We're going to do one call. Why don't you guys hear this for me?
This is not the person you were trying to call. You've reached the rejection hotline provided by rejectionhotline.com. Unfortunately, the person who gave you this number did not want you to have their real number. We know this sucks, but don't be too devastated. So why were you given a rejection hotline number? Maybe you're just not the person's type. No, this could mean foreign, dumb, annoying, arrogant, or just a general weirdo. Maybe you suffer from bad breath, body odor, or a nasty combination of the two. Maybe you just give off that creepy, overbearing, psycho-stalker vibe.
Yeah.
Maybe the idea of going out with you just seems as appealing as playing leapfrog with unicorns. Regardless of the reason, please take the hint, accept the fact that you were rejected, and then get over it. And please do your best to forget about the person who gave you this number, because trust us, they've already forgotten about you. Thanks for calling the Rejection Hotline, provided by RejectionHotline.com.
You know, that used to be meaner because the guy actually used to laugh at you.
Yeah. Like, it's not as bad. Like, I've gotten way worse rejection calls. And I was like, hey, what's up, crewmate? Hey, you that fat guy I met in the mall. You should go away. You smell like mashed potatoes.
You ever get a number from a girl at the mall? I never done that. I'd be scared.
Yeah. Well, I worked at the mall. Like, I worked at a restaurant in the mall, so.
You didn't really work at the mall, though.
No, it was a restaurant in the mall. Like, we spent, like, there were times during the day where I'd go and walk out of my job and go and spend, like, an hour in the mall paid.
Paid?
Yeah, fuck yeah. It's not going to clock that out, you know?
So you worked at the mall.
Pam Thompson.
Hey, don't get out niggas' names and shit. Hang on.
Who's this?
So what, Thompson?
Yo, what's up, girl?
What's up, girl?
What's
How
up,
you
girl?
Doing, girl?
How you doing, girl?
You want me to peel it back and beat it up?
Oh, damn, you sound like a dude.
Hey, you got a masculine voice, but I'm still going to peel it back and beat it up.
He already hung up.
Hello?
Yeah, he hung up. Hang up.
Who's airing our show?
I don't know. I ain't know what he said.
Look at that. It's just so y'all know I'm airing your show.
Who said that? Austin? Austin Moore? I guess so.
Send us some money.
Hit City Radio? Are we on Hit City? The Dead said, tell Andy to MySpace add me. He requested it.
I will, because the Dead's like my best friend on PCU right now.
Yeah.
Like, Carlito, other than you, the person I connect with the most is the Dead.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with admitting that, Andy.
There's nothing wrong. Hey, he's my buddy, and I'm not afraid anyone to know that. And, you know, I joined him in his war against Saigon.
Yeah, well, anyway, I need to take a piss and fix myself a drink.
Sweet.
So I'm gonna
unleash Thundercock.
Exactly. I need to. I gotta take my voicemail too. We're gonna be right back, everybody. Again, if you wanna call us toll free, you can. Our toll free line is 1-888-278-8509. We'll get back to you right after the break. So maybe you want to wait maybe 10 minutes before you call that in, but we'll get you.
And Angel Dior, I'm definitely not gay.
No. Okay.
Send me your sister.
Online, rather on AOL Instant Messenger, where you can reach us at, we have a drinking place, an alcoholic beverage hunting and fishing preserve. He's sending in stuff for a Fat Albert's Tavern, etc., etc. We've really hit up with the Fat Albert stuff today.
Yeah, Fat Albert's gold, baby.
It's a big hit. Fat Albert's good. They should make a remake. I think they already did, didn't they?
Yeah, they made a movie of it with, like, I think it was Kel from Kenan and Kel.
Yeah, Kel.
It was the fat guy. I don't know which one that was.
It was Kenan.
He was Fat Albert.
He's on AOL. He's on AOL. He's on SNL.
The Dead was his gay white boyfriend in that movie.
Yeah.
Hey, Fat Albert, I want you to plow my ass.
Yeah, buddy. So we're on Hit City, everybody. Hit City is simulcasting us, so welcome to the 17 listeners on there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that gives us a total of 21 plus 49. Andy, real quick, what's that tally? 70 listeners.
Yeah, that's a lot.
We've jumped up. Thank you, Austin Moore, host of the Austin Moore Show, which I believe is just wrapping up.
We're peeling it back and beating it up.
Word up. Yeah, so we're on Hit City, hitcity.aim-planet.com. You think that's right, Andy?
Sure.
Hitcity.aim-planet.com. No, hang on. It's playing all the hits from yesterday and today.
Including Chris Brown, who used to play for the Bengals.
For the Bengals. And he has a show on Sunday nights, football regarding. So, word
Go
up.
Bears, everybody.
There
Go
it
Bears.
Is. So, hang on, everybody. We'll be right back after this. Please stand by. I really need to take a piss if you don't know. It's 11:42. We'll be right back in about 5 minutes. In just a moment.
It's too doggone late.
The weekend's here.
Right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
A doctor is slipped to 20. It's the Onion Radio News. This is...
Keith? I don't even know, but, like, I'd rather be with the designated Keith, whoever Keith is.
Keith is Katie K's bitch.
I want to have sex with you.
That's Katie K's girl.
Hey, Katie K, maybe we could be lovers.
He'd like to be. Anyway, we're back on the Madhouse.
I don't think the dead could get Katie K.
I don't think so either. Katie K wouldn't give it up to the dead. No. I really don't think KDK was suited to that level to give it up to the dead. Yeah, so we're hanging out here in the Madhouse. It's 11:52. We're about to bring in Saturday. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. You guys made it. Andy, you don't work at all on the weekends?
No, I work tomorrow.
Oh, fuck,
I got like
yeah.
I got like an 11-hour shift tomorrow.
Sucks.
Yeah, I'd sit there and I read my fucking CDL trainer book.
You can't be busy at all on a Saturday.
It's not really. Like,
weekdays, yeah, because of the kind of area it is. Business people come here.
Right, right.
You get lunch and you get maybe a slight dinner.
No, there's no dinner at all. I do lunch and then after that I sit and I read the rest of the day.
Yeah. For the most part, where you work at, I work out there. I work out there too, and it's all lunch. It's what their business
right.
is out there. A lot of call centers, a lot of small businesses out there and shit. Whatever. Anyway, so we're back here. If you want to talk to us toll-free on the phone, you can call us at 1-888-278-8509. Again,
call in Saigon, you fucking faggot.
Yeah, Saigon, the challenge is out. You're not going to follow through with it, but whatever. You have priority here. You can call us in at toll-free 1-888-278-8509. We're just here looking at MySpace. What are we doing?
I have four friends now.
Four friends. Andy's up to four friends.
We're up to like almost 70. Look at us.
Look at Andy. We are. Look at that, man. 65, 69. 69
That's
listeners.
A sexy.
69 is a sexy number. Nah, 69.
The dad does 69 with his dead uncle.
So you're officially listening to us on the Madhouse Radio Network, kdkprankcalls.com. That's PCU Radio's homepage, home of PCU Radio and the benevolent KDK, our sponsor, as Milkman would say if he was with us.
That's our sponsor. He's our sponsor, everyone.
You know, so we're also on in stereo on Hit City Radio. Hit City is Hit City. .aim-planet.com and we're also on the SCAB, the secret network, whatever, the secret station. Anyway, 51 plus 14 plus 4, 18, 69. 69 listeners right now. We're still at. Okay, good. I gotta get some music on here, dude. The only request is I think we've run out of Quasimodo.
Play Riding Dirty.
Riding Dirty. Hang on.
You played that for me like when no one else could hear it yesterday.
That's right. Yeah, when we got kicked off. Yeah, we got kicked off last night. I didn't even talk about that. We got so caught up on shit. We got kicked off the air last night by the IP internet provider. Right. I think it's under that. There we go. Here's Andy's theme song.
I love the song. I don't ride dirty anymore, though, so.
I do. I rode dirty today.
Yeah, riding dirty, Nick.
I bought my weed tonight, and I rode dirty all the way from wherever it was back to
I always worry, like, I'm driving. When I drive here, I usually have a six-pack in the car. And, like, if I get in a car crash, they'd be like, he smells like liquor. But, like, I haven't drank anything yet.
Yeah, but they just do an autopsy.
Trying to catch me riding dirty. Trying to catch me riding dirty.
Whenever you die, Andy, make sure they give you that autopsy.
Trying to catch me riding dirty. This is a song right here.
That's right. It is a good song.
I was onto this song way more than anyone else. Like, way before anyone else.
Trying to catch me riding dirty. John likes the song. He's already talking about it.
Yeah, because he's a smart kid.
Is Johnny in the chat room? Talking about, is it chamillionaire or chamillionaire?
Chamillionaire.
Chamillionaire.
Like, he's a chameleon, but he's a millionaire at the same time.
Tasty Noob says there's a Fat Albert song out there. Well, okay.
He's riding dirty with chicken grease.
That's right. I bet he is, man. I bet you Fat Albert
stinks. Hey, I'm covered in chicken grease.
Fat Albert was a real guy. He probably stinks.
He would. You know, I'm a fat guy. I probably don't smell good.
I don't smell that good either. That's why I take 3 showers a day.
Yeah. You need to, too. I would recommend 4.
4?
Not to be mean, but you should take 4.
That's too much pruning, though. I don't know.
You should be permanently in a vat of water.
just soaking his formaldehyde all day, fat boy.
With some bleach.
You stick too much.
Bleach and formaldehyde.
Bleach. Fucking bleach. I hate bleach.
And don't go up and down steps if you can avoid it.
Yeah, you sweat too much. God, I have no AC in my car.
Really? I don't either, but I don't use ACA. Like, I have it in my car, but I roll down my window. I'd rather ride with the windows so, like, all the hosts can see me ride.
Fuck that. Dude, like, today I was sweating my ass off in my car.
I like the bitches to recognize that Appleseed is on the prowl.
Yeah, it's comfortable till you get your red light.
Not even then. Like, that's when I turn the music way up and I look out the windows and I'm like, yeah.
It was 92. It was like 98 with a heat index, humidity and shit. 98 degrees.
That just proves that you're not true Puerto Rican, because I would figure anybody from Puerto Rico could be able to handle that.
Whatever. Better than fucking New York.
I'm not even talking about New York.
I'd kick a New Yorker's ass right now if I could.
Nah, they would wipe the floor with you. You're a pussy.
Bunch of fucking nigger wannabes. Sorry, I'm talking honestly. Johnny's giving us... Is that really the MySpace page?
John Millionaire has a MySpace.
They all do. Even, you know, Dave Chappelle's Rogan's on
it. It's stupid. Like, why would you have, I started my own...
It's not a pretty shitty MySpace page.
Yeah, like, that looks worse than mine.
Have you seen the Osama... There's an Osama Bin Laden one.
Yeah, welcome to my MySpace page, infidel. I will soon be bombing your hometown.
I do not add the infidel.
And now I'm going to kill you.
Only those with love for Muhammad, the only prophet they allowed.
Put your fucking Allah shit.
There you go. One day you'll have your own computer and you can do this shit whenever you
want. I doubt it.
I know. Lockboy. Anyway, so shall we continue, Andy?
Sure.
More prank calls. The Bunny Ranch, apparently. The BitTor, I don't want to call
There's the Fat Albert song.
Yeah, I guess so. What is this Fat Albert song? What the fuck is this all about? Everybody's telling me the Fat Albert song. It's like the third...
I'm Fat Albert.
Hello there, I'm Fat Albert. No, this is the BitTorrent song, apparently.
The guy who's playing guitar, piano, he's pretty fat.
He's a pretty fat guy.
He is a fat guy. Haven't heard anything about Fat Albert yet.
Canceled.
Yeah,
sorry.
We hate that guy.
That's enough. Too
Whoever
much intro.
Whoever sent us that guy, you suck.
Who was it, anyway? Tasty Noob? Sorry, Tasty Noob. That was a little bit too much. The BitTorrent song. We tried to listen to it, but it just took too long. Maybe on my own.
We hated it, and now we hate you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So we have to. I'm sorry, Tasty Noob. New guy. Tasty Noob is a noob. Noob. See, if we listen to it, he says. Anyway.
It's not our fault that they did, 30 seconds of piano intro.
It took too long. Maybe if you get an edited version or something, I don't know.
Or maybe we had a version that didn't suck cock.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the dad does.
Yeah. How about the Club Saigon Night?
What?
Club Saigon Night. How about we call that?
All right.
Ask
him, Dad. He'll kill you. He'll kill you, motherfucker.
Yo, I heard that shit sucks.
Yeah, call his Eddie and ask him why they're beefing. Yeah.
Anti-Joker supporting my stream is cutting in and out. Well, I don't know.
That's because the stream is shitty.
It is a shitty stream, but I can't help it. Sorry, dude. I do what I can. I pay my money, and I do what I can afford. But we're still entertaining y'all. We're entertaining all 47 plus 17 plus 4. That's 21 plus 47, which
68.
Is 68. We've lost one listener. Not bad, Andy, for 10 minutes. We've only lost one.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Club Saigon Night. See where their dilly is. We'll be right back after.
After that.
Hang on, folks.
Hello?
Hi, Turds?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I please. Go ahead.
Who's this?
My name is Ralph.
Okay.
Ralph Littlejohn.
Okay, something I can help you with?
Yeah, can I place an order?
Sure.
Okay, any specials going on right now? Anything I should know about that you guys are promoting?
What are you looking for?
Stuff, you know. I just got this number here.
7 o'clock at night, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for some photography. I want to place an order for someone to come out and take some pictures.
No, you're looking at an old phone book.
What, you're an asshole?
I have portable toilets and pump septics.
Hey, shut up, man.
Hey, kiss my ass, Dick.
Hey, come plunk my septic, you faggot.
I tell you what, pal. You called my phone number. You give me an address, and I'll come and see you.
Okay. I'll give it to you right now. You ready?
Sure.
215 Glendale Street, Glenwood, Indiana, Iowa.
Glenwood, Indiana.
Iowa. 51534. Come on, do it, bitch. You got a problem?
Bitch, yep. Hey.
You know what? I'll have sex with your woman in front of you.
Sure.
And you can't do nothing
you're,
about
you're
it.
You're a big talker for a little boy.
She likes me so much.
Good night, pal.
Hey, turd. Turd burglar. What the fuck's that asshole's problem?
I don't know. It's a stupid company. Like, you call yourself turd toters, you know, expect some prank calls?
Yeah. Turd toters and living good photography. I guess he's just in the turd business now.
Please enter the number you wish to call.
We'll call the Masha Allah Grocery.
You gotta play that fucking Allah theme in the background the whole
time.
They'll love it.
Hello.
Hello, Akbar.
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
They always say that. Hey, what's up, man? What you got there from on special right tonight?
Hello.
Hello, what do you have on special tonight, stupid?
Who is this?
My name is Ralph Littlejohn.
Uh-huh.
And I talk really slow. You dig?
Hello.
You dig?
Hello.
How much is bread?
Hello.
How much is bread?
Hello.
Oh, Jesus, God. What are you, stupid? Open your fucking ears. How much is bread?
Hello.
How much is bread? Play it again. Yeah, play it.
Oh, man, it's midnight. I don't know. We just took a break, but nothing's working here. It's too late. I don't know how Zolar does it. I think he starts calling regular people at this point, but I just don't have the talent for that. I got Tasty Noob sending me weird shit. Let's see. Lonesome Loser just sent the Masha a la Grocery. Already called that. Anything else here maybe I can hit? Let's see.
You just tried a sweatshop. That was one you just called, right?
And that didn't work, yeah.
What about Brass Monkey? Did you call them?
I tried them. That didn't work with the Dead. He ruined that one.
With the Dead sucks.
Yeah.
Chunky. I'm the Toad.
Hello.
I'm the Toad.
We tried it. We did all the Fat Albers.
A.W. Rootbeer.
A.W. Rootbeer? Wow. You ever been to A.W. Rootbeer stand, man?
No, I haven't actually.
They started coming back in the fucking action and stuff now. It's weird. Should look into it. They got good hot dogs there. Alright, let's try that. A.W. Rootbeer in California.
Probably A.W. Mike's again.
Hey, buddy. Hot dogs still going on over there right now?
Pardon?
Hot dogs are still going on over there?
If what's going on over here?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs? Yeah, we still got hot dogs.
Corn dogs or hot dogs?
Corn dogs, too.
Okay, what's better in your opinion?
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
What's easier for you to make for me right now? I don't want to put a lot of pressure on you. Are you guys 24 hours?
Hot dog.
Don't be stupid.
Okay, yeah. How about... You gonna come by?
Do you have a diet float, at the least?
Diet float? Yeah, we can make a diet root beer float.
Well, just with the diet root beer, is it the ice cream diet too?
No.
Don't be stupid.
Okay.
That's
that
not
is?
Diet, stupid.
Yeah, all we got is a diet soda.
Yeah, so what, you gonna give me diet soda with regular ice cream?
Yeah, if you want.
What, are you stupid?
Huh?
Where's the sugar-free ice cream?
No, we don't carry sugar free.
You know, that's a bunch of shit.
Huh?
What's the point in carrying the diet root beer without the diet ice cream?
Yeah, I don't know.
So you're gonna get if I go and order a diet root beer float, I'm gonna get regular ice cream with tons of sugar in it?
Yes.
What, are you stupid?
Well,
are you trying to get me dead or something? You're trying to get me a headache? You're trying to get me in a coma?
Well, no. It's up there. It says ice cream. On our billboard, it says ice cream, not diet ice cream.
So why don't you explain to me why my 76-year-old mother went in there, asked for a diet float, got this thing full of sugar, and now I think she's gonna go into a coma, and she's diabetic.
Well, I'm just saying, ice cream. If it says diet ice cream, it would say diet ice cream. It's labeled on the billboard.
She asked for sugar free. She asked for sugar free, and she got a diet root beer float, and it had sugar in it. And I think she's gonna go into a coma.
Okay. Well.
So what can you do for me?
What can I do for you?
Yeah, you gotta fix this. You gotta make this right.
You know what? I have no authority to fix it.
Okay.
I'm just a night shifter.
So my mom is just gonna go into a coma and die, slowly.
Well,
suffer.
Well, no,
do you know how much she's gonna suffer now? Do you know what I gotta go through now?
Well, you know, sir, you can phone the general manager in the morning.
No, I'm gonna talk to you all night.
Well, sir, I can't do it.
What is your name? What is your name?
I told you, I said Morongo NW Mike speaking.
Mongolian Mike?
Nope.
Okay, what is your social security number? Because I'm gonna put this on your credit. You know how much a funeral costs?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm not authorized to give you that, you know.
Well, you're authorized, you already agreed to send me a check.
I'm not sending nothing.
Well, the price of the funeral is covered per your warranty, sir.
Well, sir, you know what? You're going to have to take it over with my boss.
Well, ignorance of the law puts you in charge of it, sir, because between me and you Mongoloid Mike is in charge.
I did not serve the woman.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
But you're in charge. You're answering the phone.
Well, you know what?
Who's in charge there right now? Because obviously you're
not.
You
know what, sir? I'm sorry. You can talk. Take it over with people that can talk to you. Okay?
Can you let me talk to a man? Perhaps, maybe not a woman like you who might be in charge.
You know what, sir? I don't have to take the insult.
Why? I don't have to take the my mother's going to go into a diabetic coma now because of you.
Please enter the number.
Good one.
Thank
yes.
You. It's called the Mochaccino Cafe. They're probably closed.
Please enter
now.
The number you wish to call. You have 5 hours, 42 minutes.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, how you doing? Mochaccino Cafe?
Yes.
I have a question. My mother just went in there, ordered a diet mochaccino.
Diet mochaccino?
Right, a diet drink. Some kind of diet drink, and apparently had some kind of sugar in it, and she doesn't look too good. I think she's going into a coma.
Okay.
So, what are we talking about? What are we talking about as far as compensation goes?
Where is she?
Oh, she's in the ambulance on her way to the hospital now. I don't think she's going to make it. This is the third time it's happened.
Okay. When was that?
I don't know. Earlier today in the evening. Early evening.
Well, I got to see her personally. I can't just...
You're going to see her personally, stupid. What are you going to do, go down to the hospital and see her? I wish. You bring her some flowers while you're at it. And you better hurry up because she's not going to be around for much longer.
Wait, what did she exactly order?
I have no idea. I had a lot of sugar I'm seeing here. I got your stuff here, the receipt and everything. It's got your... I'll find your number here. All I know is that you guys are responsible. I'm holding you personally responsible. What's your name?
Well, I gotta see the receipt, what she ordered, and then I have no idea what it is.
What's your name, though?
That's what it is.
What's your name?
Jay.
Jay? Okay. What's your social security number?
I can't give that away.
Well, sure you can. Just give me the first three digits.
That's okay. Why don't you come down here? I'll be here.
It's too late. It's too late. She's gone. I'm writing her off. But I think for the most part, you guys need to maybe pay for the funeral, don't you think? Burr?
Yeah. It's... Oh.
How much money do you have in your bank account, do you think?
Wow, this is really ridiculous.
Well, do you have someone else I can talk to there that maybe is not, you know, sounding like they have something in their mouth?
I mean, that's shocking to me, that's all.
It's shocking to me. My mom's gonna die. How do you think I feel?
No, I would feel terrible, but I just...
Yeah,
wow.
Well, shit. I mean, it's too late for that now. It's over. I mean, how do you think it feels when my mother is in the ambulance going away? And the paramedic said it's over. You know? I mean, seriously, what are you going to do for me right now? Who the hell is that in the background?
Wow.
Oh. Sir?
Yeah. I'm just shocked, that's all. Right now, just give me a moment.
Alright, well, get compose yourself. Get yourself a shot of Express or something, but wrap it up, because it's not funny.
It's not funny, I know.
It's not funny at all, buddy.
I know it's not funny.
Do I sound like I'm laughing?
It's not funny. I'm just shocked right now, okay?
Well, you're over there laughing. You're cracking up, and I'm not laughing.
I'm not laughing at all. Dude, I am seriously not laughing.
I don't know what to do, man. I mean, I live in her house. I'm not going to be able to pay this stuff. I can't pay these taxes. I mean, look at me. I'm a loser. Where am I going to live now? Make this right. Make it right now. Hurry up and make it right.
Make it right without me actually going there to see myself.
Well, hurry up. You know how to get down here?
Okay.
Down to the hospital?
Where's the hospital?
Into the hospital. The one that closed over here. I don't even know the name of it. I just moved over here.
Is it in Berkeley?
Yeah, exactly. That's the one.
Okay. Is it possible that you come over here and we go together?
I don't know. I don't know if I have time. I mean, how soon can you be ready?
I'm ready right now. This is really just...
Look, really, don't waste my
really
time.
Bad news.
Look, kid, don't waste my... How old are you anyway? I don't know what you guys put in. I really hope it was sugar. I really don't hope it was some kind of poison.
It was sugar. There's no poison.
So it was the sugar.
Oh, of course it's going to be sugar. I mean, it's drinks.
I got you on tape now.
I
don't know what to say, but you just admitted to a crime.
Wow.
I mean, you really just messed up.
I mean, you really have to come down here.
Look, if you can't take the heat, maybe we should pass the phone off to somebody else. Look, if you tell me who really did it, look, all you got to tell me is who really...
Do what? No. Do what? We didn't do anything.
Just tell me who did it. It doesn't have to be you. Just tell me who did it. I'll talk.
Dude, that was a great call, though.
That was good.
Kudos.
The person you were calling is not answering.
Good job.
Alright, there we go.
Ugly and terrified, dude.
He was scared shitting himself. Now he won't even answer.
He's probably killing himself. I must go cut open my belly.
I must commit harakiri.
Harakiri!
Isn't that when they stabbed himself and killed himself?
Yeah. Harakiri! Yeah. Harakiri! Yeah.
Alright, Blockbuster Video. Anti-Joke tells me to call as Eddie, do the DVD rewinder thing that we never did.
Yeah, I love when you call us that. Anything about Eddie is funny.
Eddie is funny. Eddie's popular and funny. I get a lot of requests for Eddie.
Shouldn't I make this the last call tonight, man? I'm really tired.
This sounds good. I gotta go to work in the morning, so I gotta leave after this call anyway.
So let's wrap it up. Okay.
If you wanna go on without me, I understand.
Okay. All right,
we'll Dad'll be real happy. We're friends on MySpace.
You're friends on MySpace now. You guys are boys.
Here we are. We're gonna talk shit about you.
Alright, well, it's Saturday, so I guess I'll play.
Yeah, Blockbuster.
Yeah, you guys on Mama Lahua?
Yeah, we're on Mama Lahua.
Okay.
Street, a real highway. I don't know how to do anything.
Oh, it's hot.
What is so funny?
You get a boner.
Girl, what's so funny?
What's that?
Girl, what's so funny?
Because I couldn't really say it.
Say it again, though, for me. Say it slow.
Mama Lahua.
Oh,
okay.
God. A little sore, a little sore, a little sore than that. A little sore. Come on, dude, give me that sexy voice of yours.
What's that?
Give me that sexy voice of yours and say it.
Sexy. Oh my gosh.
Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Come on, do it real quick for me.
So, are you going to ask me a question?
Yeah,
about Bluffers?
Yeah, well, no, the thing is, I got this account, but I'm back from New York and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Connecticut, to be exact, and am I going to be able to rent still? I'm here on vacation right now.
Yeah, you'll still be able to rent. They'll just add you to their database.
Oh, you all going to dab me up and stuff? Oh my god.
I don't understand your...
Well, how much is the rentals up here?
It's $4.98.
$4.98?
Mm-hmm.
It's like $3.92 back there in the States.
Oh, wow.
No, seriously.
I think our DVDs our VHSs are about that price.
I don't want to talk. I don't want no VHS. I got a DVD player, you know?
Yeah, so the DVD player is like... Yeah, a DVD is $4.98 with tax.
Okay. Now, I got a problem, though. I got this DVD, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't rewind it. You know what I mean? I keep hitting rewind on it, and it just keeps start playing it again. It doesn't go back, you know. I press it like 5 times.
That's okay. It's all right.
How do I rewind this shit, though?
We'll rewind it anyway.
Okay, but then this other problem, I swear to God, I didn't do this, but this is a hole in the middle of the movie. I swear to God, I didn't put it there, and I put it in the player, and it plays just fine, but I mean, y'all not gonna kinda charge me for that, right? I mean, I didn't put this hole in it. Hello?
No.
Hey, Mama Lahua.
What's that?
What am I going to do about this? There's a hole in the movie. You're all going to try to charge me for the hole in the movie? Like I broke it?
No.
There's a hole in the...
I don't think so. Unless somebody else... Well, we'll just put it as defective anyway.
But it's right in the middle of it, but it's still working. You know, it's like a circle right in the middle of the dead center, like a target? You know what I mean?
No, not really, unless you bring it in.
Girl, how old are you?
I'm only 19.
You're only 19?
Yeah.
Alright, you sound pretty hot though.
Okay, well, I have to go.
No,
was there anything else?
Don't go, just keep talking to me. I'm almost there. You know?
Oh my gosh! Okay, I'm gonna go.
No, but I'm almost there. Oh god.
Yeah, you
didn't call us Eddie.
Yeah, that was an Eddie call.
That was an Eddie call. And I started
thinking,
yo, keep talking. Oh, God.
Yo, my homeboy says you give go phone.
Give phone head.
Andy, I'm tired.
I'm
messed up. You gotta go, too, right? You gotta go to work? And
yeah,
work
I gotta work.
I'm on the 903. Okay. Andy, anything you wanna say before we head out here?
No, just that, I don't know. Great.
MySpace.com/AppleC79.
Everybody, you know, I don't want a bunch of dudes being my friends. You know, if you know some hot chicks, send them to my page and tell them to be friendly with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that shit.
Definitely.
Do that shit, everybody.
Yeah, that's the good shit.
Visit us at madhouselive.com. Tomorrow, Jupe will not be on.
Well, really?
He's going to be in Florida. Apparently, he's going to be here in Florida. He's
We're
not looking us up.
Fort Lauderdale.
Home of Black. I don't know what the fuck. His
if he was around here, we'd molest him.
his brother's getting married. Yeah, exactly. We wouldn't molest him, but he's
like,
not going to
hey,
be here.
Hey, Drew, we're going to molest you.
He's too good for us, brother.
Dad wants to be a webcam of your private parts.
Oh, fuck him.
He's a little faggot.
He's a faggot. Jupe normally on tomorrow with Madhouse, with Monkey Phone. Not going to be on tomorrow. We'll have KDK, though, at 10 p.m. KDK's Lunatic Fringe. Be sure to listen to that. Monday nights, you can hear nothing. Who's on Monday nights? Nobody. Tuesday nights is K-Bone's Crazy Talk. Wednesday nights, KDK occasionally does a show. Be sure to hear for that, 10 p.m. Eastern. Thursday nights is our normal night here, 10 p.m. Eastern. We do the Madhouse, me, Andy, and nobody else.
Sure.
Y'all join us.
Everybody should be here for that.
Yeah, and Friday nights you can catch us up on, somebody's going to be on, either me or Lego will be on Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, or earlier, so check that out. Saigon says it's too early to end the show.
Well, he's a faggot anyway. Everybody hates him. Nobody cares what you think, Saigon.
My show anyway.
You won't even call in because you're a fuckhead.
Yeah.
If you called in, we talk to you.
Saigon
you
calls in, I'll go on until 1:30.
But you won't because you're a fuckhead.
I'll go for another half hour. As long as he calls in.
You're a fuckcracker and you suck cock.
And I close the chat room, so I have no idea what anybody's saying.
Great.
Fuck it. Let's go.
Alright, everybody.
Alright, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks to everybody who called in. Thank you, Wilson Loser.
We just out 3 hours. It's a shame.
Mark
my words. I'm going to go to the room. 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 I'm going to go to the room.
I'm going to
go to the room.
Oh,
man, you're gay, man.
Herbert.
You just don't know who you is, man.
What the fuck is this? You fucking Herbert.
You know what I did?
Motherfucker, like, see, like, right
there. Yeah, he scared me. Oh, no, I ain't getting my number.
I got your dirty laundry. I got your dirty laundry over here.
Dude, who is it?
Hold on, I'll be right back. On my face.
I don't want to ask you what I'm saying, yeah.
I don't want nobody else in my house. I'm fucked up on one person out here, and that fucked up for the rest.
Can you stay in your car?
You like listening to me on the phone?
Yeah.
Calling me from block number.
That ain't no block number.
You, what you need to do is hang up.
I heard your whole conversation. Don't make me call the police.
What kind of police is
this? Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, it's not you.
I'm fine. I'm
going to blackmail you.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Oh, God, turkey ass motherfucker, where you from now?
Jive turkey, you bitch.
You didn't hear, boy.
You jive turkey motherfucker.
Who is this, Kazan? What do you know?
Man, you just show me a place, dude. I'm about to come whoop some motherfucker's ass, because I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
How much you going to charge you, guys? Pick somebody up over here to tax the app.
Man, this ain't no motherfucking taxi cab. I'm trying to fucking pick somebody up. I'm whooping goddamn ass.
I kicked your ass, you son of a bitch, and your goddamn mother.
What?
Your mother.
You motherfucking nigga, how you like that, you piece of shit.
I know.